from Anchorage, Alaska.
Are you an Eskimo?
No, I'm not. I'm white, but I'm married to an Eskimo.
Can I ask you something about Eskimo girls?
You bet.
How are their Eskimo pies?
Their Eskimo pies are the best.
That's like right out of the satchel, a joke for any occasion.
You know, when I eat Eskimo pies, I get them all over me.
You get an ice cream headache, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. If I eat an Eskimo pie too fast.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike
O'Mara
Show.
Hello, friends. William Shatner here, lounging on the sun deck of a swanky hotel in Sunland.
Hello, everyone. You got the Don and Mike Show.
Keep cool.
He was a whore. I like to look at the new ladies.
Sit down, Danny.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This is it. Right here, welcome to Nirvana time. Ladies and gentlemen, I proudly get to say, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip Robert Jonathan Hochbergian.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
I had a long talk with Phil last night, and he agrees with me.
What did he agree with you about?
That guy should not have won the Speaker's Pound yesterday.
Would you let it go, man?
Oh, my God.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Pastrami Sandwich and all the ships at sea. And now, under the proud direction of Andrew Blake, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Rob, and hello. Thank you for listening, everybody. New episode, and it's Wednesday, June 12th. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Right, thank you, Timmy. 877-365-3636. That is your hotline to the hits. Okay, now, we are faced with a dilemma at the beginning of today's show.
Oh, no.
Well, we're faced with a dilemma every day, aren't we? Well, no, more so today than usual, though.
Okay, so it's not just the average dilemma, no. Not a bill to 4 hours.
No.
All right.
The problem involves the fact that we, being the good company guys that we are, want to fill more than 4 hours a day on this radio show. It's this same stupid argument again, and listen, there are a couple of ways we can handle this. Today, Ken Stevens, the general manager, calls, and he says the station in Sacramento is upset that all the commercials are not played in the 4 hours of the show.
This is a familiar refrain.
Right. I mean, we have heard this before, and frankly, I'm so pissed. I don't know what to do. I was running by a couple of options with Mike earlier today. That first, we could simply come on. See, let me explain to you how this show works. Why this show is successful. Why people love this show and make this the most listened to show in America. We have the longest time spent listening of any radio show in America.
Right.
What that means is the people that listen to this show, the ratings say the people that listen to this show, they listen longer than they listen to any other radio show.
And for that, we love them.
We do. And I think part of the reason they listen is, of course, because, you know, I prepare the best show. You're the funniest guy. We got the great chemistry. We got buzz. We got the phone calls. But really, people listen because if we get on something good, we'll stay with it for an hour.
And people don't want to leave. because they know that they're, you know, like other shows where you can rely on, you know, every 5 minutes getting commercials. They know that if we get going on something, you got to hang in there with us because we're going to stick with it.
And really, although it sounds cliche-ish, you really might miss something if you tune out for a couple of seconds on the show. So having said all of that, and knowing that that's the groundwork of what has made this show successful,
true,
and even has made it, you know, beyond the local scale in D.C., now we're syndicated, and I think we've proven in all of these markets that we're in that our format works.
Yeah.
The format where you don't break every 12 minutes to play commercials so that you end the show at 6:53:54, exactly like every other goddamn radio show does.
Absolutely.
So, the edict comes down from Ken today. It's an order from Ken Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ken Stevens orders us to play all of the commercials to end the show on time.
Okay.
Now, this goes against everything that Ken has told me over the last 9 years that we've been working for him. And right, as it turns out, this all really boils down to the station in Sacramento, KHDK. So I was thinking about how to battle this, and I called Mike today, and I said, well, you know, we might stage some kind of a protest. Like, we might, just for one show, just read out of the newspaper. Just everybody take turns reading the USA Today.
Got my article already picked out.
Although you're not the first person to tell me, Mike, that G. Gordon Liddy's already taken that format and rolled with it.
Yes, he has. He's done very well. Yes.
But
absolutely. Nobody does it better.
But I was thinking, you know, for our purposes, nothing would be worse than just hearing us, each of us, taking 12 minutes at a crack to read cover to cover USA Today,
right,
making the point that we would do a show and we would be able to illustrate how boring it would be if we did a show where we did all of the breaks exactly where they're supposed to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other thought I had was, well, maybe we should get an egg timer in here. And no matter what we're doing, at exactly every 12 minutes, we would simply stop.
That's funny.
Okay, but that could be a pain in the ass.
You'd
though.
Hate it after the first time it rang.
I know. I
it would make me laugh, though. I'd love the experiment just to see if it would happen. Just to see the look on your face. Yeah, that's one you must have gotten later on after you got here to the office. Because I would have told you, go with that one. That's pretty damn funny.
Well, I don't, you know, and then I thought about both of them. I thought, you know what, each of those alternatives, what they do is they short sell the people who are listening to the show.
That's right.
And that's where I think the people who run the station, meaning WJFK, have us by the short hairs, that they know that we're not going to do anything that would F our audience over, so that they think we're just going to take it. So I think what we're going to do, rather than go with the egg timer or read articles out of the newspaper, or I even thought, you know, that we could devote a segment to your mother.
Yes.
That your mom could just call up and talk for 12 minutes, and my mother-in-law could talk for 12 minutes, and Buzz's mom and dad could talk for 12 minutes.
Job
you know,
over.
We could just come up with a real, on purpose, not funny,
uncontroversial,
boring-ass show where all of the commercials play exactly on time.
That's great, Mom. We'll be right back.
But we would really only be punishing the management of radio station KHTK in Sacramento, since they're the ones who are complaining about this.
Yeah, and then everybody else is, you know, doing what they do. Either they take it for 3 hours, they take it for the whole show, or, you know, that's, I don't understand. I mean, if you want it, you know, keep it for the way it is, or just take 3 hours of it.
You know, and that's exactly the point right there, is that we're on 64 radio stations across America now. 63 of those radio stations have no problem with the show.
Right.
I mean, if some stations have to break away early because they have to play commercials, they turn it off. You know, other stations, they stay with us till the very end, and they've reaped the reward of the higher ratings that come with it.
I got news for you. You know, technically, if you keep the show for 4.5 hours, that's been the average length of the show. That's really where the show goes almost every day. That's the kind of show we do.
You know,
sometimes a little shorter,
sometimes a little longer, but generally about 4.5 hours.
Right.
And you can be sure that you carry the whole show. Now, we leave that matter up to each affiliate to make their own decision. But, I mean, damned if KHTK is going to call.
And of all the stations
and
to call,
order us to do this.
You know, KHTK is a station that we have had enormous success on.
Oh, yeah.
It's a station, it's a market that we have serviced more than any other market that we're on in. We have been out to Sacramento more than any other affiliate. We actually love the people of Sacramento. We have a great relationship with the people of Sacramento. Why are they screwing with us?
I don't know. I've got to think that it's a problem with,
you know, other disc jockeys at the radio station.
I would think so, too. We've had an enemy there. You know, it's no secret. We've had this guy that's hated us from the day we signed on there.
You know, and frankly, I really mean this. I know that we, you know, I throw out these threats all the time, and frankly, a lot of it's like WWF. I really don't mean it. But really, KHTK, we're not going to change the show. We are not going to end the show on time. We are never going to play all of the commercials in the allotted time. We are not. And if you guys can't deal with it, then we respectfully, seriously request that you simply let us go.
Sure.
That I'm positive we'll find another home in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
If you would rather put a cookie-cutter show in where you're positive that the breaks will fall at 20 and 40 and 50 and you'll be have a show that's on at noon and on at 3:59.
Hire good salespeople, though, because you're going to have to justify to your advertisers why the ratings are going down.
Mm-hmm. See, and that's the thing that's the bitch, that KHTK is one of those stations where we are number one rated.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason that we have number one ratings on KHTK is because of our incredible time spent listening.
There's nothing like it in the middle of the day out in, you know, out in Sacramento. Oh, I almost said Los Angeles.
Which is specifically why people listen to this show, because they know that we're not going to play commercials every 10 minutes, like every other goddamn show.
They listen to this show because they don't know when the commercials are coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they know that it's not going to come at exactly the same time every hour like every other radio show.
Well, we could go on and on about this, but we have to break. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. You are mad about it.
I am pissed.
Sure. Of course.
Listen, I'm really pissed. I mean, I'm uptight about this. I just don't like it. I don't like the fact that KHTK calls and tries to wield this big stick, and then Ken calls and says, you know, this is an order. I am your boss. You do this right now.
Right.
You know, F him. You know, I mean, I had a million different thoughts today that we should see, but every time I come up with something that I think is creative that would get them, it ends up effing our listeners. Yeah. Like, what if we just right now started playing commercials and just played nonstop commercials for an hour and a half? What if we played commercials and we came on and said, hi, we're here, we'll be right back, and we broke again? Then we came back and said, hi, we're here, we'll be right back. I mean,
I think if you did that, there's a reasonable chance we'd have a meeting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'd probably be in a little bit of trouble if you did that.
Right. But it would get the point across. I mean,
it would definitely get the point
across. And then when we were done playing the commercials, then we could just do the show uninterrupted and no one would have a complaint about how long the show runs.
And then we'd just test our bladders.
Yeah, no, that's true.
That'd be difficult.
We might have to pee into the trash can like we've got in some of our Las Vegas-style shows.
Be a good bit. Definitely fill up a few minutes.
So I don't know.
Something else, too.
I mean, I don't know. I really would like to do something that makes a stand to illustrate the point, but what I don't want to do is alienate the wonderful people who are listening to the show right now.
You know, what you had told me, though, is that Ken has been supportive on this issue. We've always talked about
it. It's another flip-flop from Ken.
Ken is perfectly content on his own radio station here in Washington, D.C. to keep the show.
Yeah.
You know,
and what he said was, go ahead and do the show as long as you like. Stay on the air as long as you like, but just play all of the commercials by the end of the show, which, of course, you know, when you use your noodle, it doesn't work.
No.
You know, you can't do an hour-long break. I mean, people won't listen if you talk for an hour. Then because you've talked for an hour, you have to make up for it by talking for 5 minutes and playing commercials, talking for 5 minutes and playing commercials. If you're going to have the balls to talk for an hour without commercials, that just means the show has to run longer.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that you can make that time up within a four-hour window.
Right. No, you're talking about one word here, and you're talking about spontaneity. It's one thing this show has had. When we get something that we go on and on about, it just happens. We don't know what's going to happen from day to day. You know, it could be one phone caller that causes us to go on for 45 minutes to an hour. It happens. Every day it happens. And if you take away the spontaneity of this program, because some guy out in Sacramento decides that it's convenient for him, you're destroying the show for everybody else, and it can't be done. And it's just, I think we've proven why this show works, and just don't.
Just you know, stop. Just drop the show then, KHTK.
Yeah.
Because that's the decision we ended up making. And we're not going to do any, you know, crazy stunt. We're not going to illustrate to you how bad the show would be. And incidentally, if we stuck with the format that we're supposed to, we would break right now.
Right now.
Right now would be the time that we'd go to break. I mean, we're not going to do it, but look at that. It seems like we've hardly been on the air at all.
Yeah.
And already we'd be breaking for spots.
Right. Already. There was a day, you know, years and years ago where we would be looking at the clock, you know, because we were playing records and we could only talk. And we would have thought that this was a long time. Well, now we're just warming up.
This is nothing.
This is nothing. We would feel, anybody, if you or I were talking during this period of time and we had to go to break, we would both feel shortchanged.
And Why is it a bad thing that we are willing and want to come in and do a show that goes beyond the allotted time? Why is that a bad thing? That's what I don't get.
I think Mike hit it because it's not convenient for someone in Sacramento.
Well, no, it's not convenient for two people in Sacramento, right. For the program director and for the disc jockey who comes on after
right.
us. You know, what? It's convenient for the 300,000 people in Sacramento who listen to the show every day.
I agree.
You know, it's convenient for them. It's convenient for the people that fill out the ratings information that give us number one ratings in Sacramento.
Right.
So, listen, just,
you know, ideally, because it's Sacramento, because we've got such a following in Sacramento, I wish they'd just change their attitude, too. I really do.
Why don't they just run the show from noon till 4:30?
Please.
Why is that such a problem? And if the other guy is so scary fantastic that he has to come on the air at 4 o'clock.
I like that term too.
Well then,
you guys, you know, are scary fantastic.
You know, if he's such an unbelievable freaking talent that he has to get on the air at 4, well then why don't you just release us from the contract and let him stay on
sure.
from noon until whenever his show is over?
Sure.
We would gladly pack our bags and go to another Sacramento radio station and kick KHTK's ass. We are loyal to the people of Sacramento, certainly not to the radio station that carries our show out there.
Amen. But I would, you know, venture to say that if there are radio stations out in Sacramento right now, yeah, a phone call might be taken.
No, phone call would be taken. Now, you know, I don't know what we can do because we have a contract with KHTK. You know, there's a couple ways they can handle it. They could either just be honest with their listeners and say, listen, their show runs longer than we want to give them time for, so we're going to end the show at 6:30 every day, you know, so that you can play your valuable commercials in time and then you can get your next show on.
What KHTK, the way I understand it, is complaining about is they get a lot of calls from the listeners because they cut us off. Well, the secret to that is don't cut us off.
Right, well, It all gets down to commercials because,
yeah,
you know, in a regular four-hour show, you're supposed to play X amount of commercials in 4 hours. Well, if we're running late, by the time you get halfway through the fourth hour, if it looks like we're not going to have time to play all the commercials, KHTK just turns us off and plays commercials like for the last 20 minutes of the show.
Right.
You know, which is asinine also,
yeah,
because who's going to listen to 20 minutes of commercials? That, you know, that hurts our ratings. That hurts the lead-in for the disc jockey who's bitching every day that his right. show can't come on at time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's stupid. It's just friggin' stupid. And we're just not going to do it. We're not going to change. You know, just deal with it. Just be honest with your listeners. Just run the show the way that it is, or don't run the show the way that it is. I really don't care. KHTK can just seriously lick my rash. Lick my bad, bad sun rash.
How is the medicine working?
Better.
Oh, good. So the
better.
Medicine is improving the rash?
Take a look. Much better today. Hey, much less better. Flaky and whitey.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It looks much better.
It is.
Flaky.
It is better.
It does look better.
What, didn't you think so?
No, I didn't look.
You did? Okay. Don't worry.
Rob's telling me, I trust Rob, he's telling me it looks better.
Dr. Spiewak told me it looked fine.
That's right.
And I've got my wart bandage on today again. Good luck with it. They're not working, incidentally. I know that doctor will be, Dr. No Pain, No Gain, will be very happy to hear that the wart band-aids aren't working, but I'm keeping them on anyway.
Okay, so listen, that's all I wanted to get off my chest. Thank you. We're not changing the show. We're not doing anything different.
Are you concerned about my warts at all, or are you still mad about KHD?
I am as concerned about your warts as you are about my rash. Okay? Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Talk to, Mike Remy out in Sacramento.
Pardon me?
I just talked to Mike Remy out in Sacramento, the program director.
Yes.
And he was saying, well, we don't have any problem with Don and Mike. We got a problem with the network. It's the network that's messing it up.
That's untrue.
I said, why don't you guys just cut out early? Cut out, you know, 25 minutes early if they run long. So, well, we can't do that. It's a problem with the network.
That is untrue because all of the other stations across America that run this show, you know, they get the whole show. KHTK dumps out when they feel like it.
Well, that's what I said to him. I said, you don't carry the whole show, but now you're threatening the existence of the show by complaining. I said, so do what you got to do to keep Don and Mike.
Well, frankly, I wish they just let us go. I wish they just run the whole show.
It's been going on for a long time. This has been a familiar refrain.
I wish that they would either just, you know, make the decision that they're going to run the show. As Mike said, it goes about 4.5 hours.
Sure.
Let it go. Or, you know, if it's really that much of a problem, let us go. We have no allegiance to KHTK.
Make a decision.
We have no allegiance. We go to K-Star, whatever the crappy other KHTK-like station is out there.
They won't do that because of the Grand Napier.
Is there a KSAC?
There's something like that. There's some crappy station out there that I'm sure that we could go to and immediately turn around, do one of those worst to first things.
I hope there's a KSAC. I just like the sound of that.
Let me, you know what? Should I call the guy at KHTK?
Let's find out what's going on.
Okay.
You know, because you know what disturbs me about this is that you're getting it second, third hand. Mm-hmm. You're getting it from the guy in it starts with KHTK, goes to Ken, goes to Charlie, gets to you.
Right.
So I think if you go right to KHTK, we'll at least know once and for all exactly what the deal is.
Hello? We put you on hold right away.
I would imagine they have a few people.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hi, this is Don and Mike. Can we talk to Mike Ramey, please?
Sure, you guys are driving me crazy.
We getting a lot of calls?
Oh, yeah.
You're on the air. I hope that's okay with you.
Okay.
Thank you, honey.
Can I say hi to John? Thank you.
Say hi to John, yeah. Say hi to whoever you want to say hi to.
Okay.
Say it, honey.
Say it, baby.
Hi, honey. Don, honey.
Here we go. Director of First Impressions.
Mike Ramey.
Mike Ramey, Don and Mike.
Mike.
Do you mind going on the air with us?
No, you guys are making my day a miserable one here.
Well, listen, you son of a bitch. What are you guys doing, complaining to Ken?
My general manager was the one. I wasn't involved with that.
Okay, listen, really, what we said on the air is how we feel.
What's the deal? And bring us up to speed. What exactly was your GM saying? What's going on?
You guys have become so successful on this radio station that we sell you out.
Don't patronize me.
We're booked. The problem that we had is that the network says that we are supposed to clear, we have this amount of inventory, the number of minutes that we have to put our commercials into, and if you guys run late, then we're stuck with...
No. The way around that is to make the show 30 minutes longer. That's the way around that.
Yeah, see, the problem is... For some reason, I guess since we've been on there, that we have to end our show on your station at 4 o'clock.
And our show does not end at 4 o'clock. Our show ends at 4:30.
Yeah, but, you know, we love your show, and everybody's calling saying, and Donna Mike's, are they going away?
Then why don't you run it until 4:30, until it ends?
Because that would solve the problem.
Yes, that's something that we're looking at. You guys know that. We're looking at possibly running it to its entirety.
Because
there's other factors involved with that.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Listen, I'm not interested in getting in a pissing match with the next disc jockey on the station, but obviously that's what the problem is. That's what the hang-up is.
That's what the problem's been ever since we've been on your station. And Grant Napier has been the guy that's been causing the problems from the beginning.
And like I said, if he's so scary fabulous, well, then why don't you just put him on? Why don't you just take us off? Our show runs... 4.5 hours. KHTK has great ratings and great time spent listening during our show because we don't play all the commercials where they're supposed to go.
So, you know,
you can't have it both ways.
Our feeling would be just, you know, do the extra half hour and let Johnny Hammerhead come in at 4:30.
Well, the problem that we have here is what the network tells us.
No. Don't BS me. Don't BS me because we have other stations on the network who run the whole show till the end.
Well, it's an issue that will get resolved. And
well, see, that. Hold on. Address that, please. What you just said is showbiz. It's 100% showbiz. Because we have stations on this network who run the show with the network feed and stay with it until the end of the show. So it's not like the network's coming in and saying, oh, the show is over. You're wrong about that. You're lying.
Hello?
Guys, no. We love the show. You guys are huge in this city.
Wait, hold on.
We're gonna get this worked out.
Address this issue now. What you just said, it's 100% BS.
We have a lot of clients tied into Grant's show beginning at 4 o'clock.
Now.
Bingo.
Now we're finally getting somewhere. Then listen, why don't you do us a favor and just grant us our release?
No, because we love the show. You guys have made this radio station.
Our show goes 4.5 hours. Which show is the priority to you? Is it our show or the show that's on after
us? Well, it's both shows.
Right? No. If you have to pick one, though, and that's what it's going to come to, which one do you pick?
Well, I can't say that, you guys. Come on. There's too many strings attached here.
Well, the problem really, though, is not the network. I think we've established that. The problem is the show that follows our show. And the real reason that we've had difficulty, because it's been very, very vocal on the show that follows us, we've been told by our listeners in Sacramento that this guy's been complaining about the fact that we run over our allotted time, and he's the main reason. Not because of the network.
No, I think
you were lying about the network.
Come on, Don. Come on, Mike.
No, listen. You were lying.
Grant gets a lot of ratings points because he follows you guys.
Then you know what? Great. Why don't you put him on for the whole time slot and let us go to a station that would appreciate the fact that they have a couple of guys who want to work for more than 4 hours a day, who want to make the station's ratings higher?
Well, because you guys are a perfect fit for this radio station from noon to 4 o'clock.
No, we're a perfect fit from your station. No, hey. We're a perfect...
This is a problem.
We are a perfect fit from noon...
looking at extending your show.
We are a perfect fit from noon until 4:30. That's how long the show runs.
And that is something that I'm looking at, and I can guarantee everybody that it's something that might come about. I don't know. We have other issues involved with it.
Stop lying. Stop saying that it's a network issue, because it's not a network issue.
It's really an issue of you've got two shows, and one show runs 4.5 hours, and the show following that doesn't want to go later. It wants to come on at 4 o'clock and not 4:30. It's an in-house problem. It is not a network problem because, as Don said, this network offers the show in its entirety to every single affiliate we have. And there are many affiliates that carry the show in its entirety, get all the commercials run, all the network commercials run, and everything is hunky-dory fine.
It's because you insist
you got
on
a problem with this guy Grant Napier. That's the bottom line.
You insist on running the next.
It's a different situation. We begin an afternoon drive area at 4 o'clock on the East Coast, where you guys get off at 7. It's a different situation.
Hey, what's the big deal if we go off the air at 4 o'clock or we go off the air at 4:30?
Well, because we
it's a better start to your afternoon drive.
Correct.
We go to 4:30. It's a much stronger start to your afternoon drive.
Am I right about that? I disagree with that. No, you guys are huge here.
Then why would there be this discussion? Then why is there this crap? Because it's all about vanity. It's about vanity with the disc jockey
and
who's there in your radio station.
I don't care. I'm not afraid. I'll ask the question. You say both shows are successful. Which show's more successful?
They're both successful.
No, they're both successful. There has to be an answer.
You guys are just trying to get me in trouble.
Successful. Answer the question. Which show is more successful for KHTK?
Well, it
from a rating standpoint,
or from a revenue standpoint,
or both combined,
ratings and revenue.
We love them both.
No. Answer the question.
I don't know. It varies. It varies. You guys are getting better ratings than Grant right now.
Mm-hmm.
You are getting better ratings.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Why would you not go with the show that delivers better ratings?
Well, because there are financial considerations, too, with the Grant show.
What financial considerations? The guy gets the same amount of money for working 30 minutes less a day.
Sponsorship considerations.
Well, jam on an extra half hour on his show.
That's just a possibility.
Are you telling me that even though our show has bigger ratings, we don't make as much revenue for you as he does?
Well, it's a local show. Brandon tied in with the Kings. We're the station for the Kings. And,
traditionally, afternoon drive shows generate more revenue than midday shows. If it's even close, I would venture to say that that's an incredible statement about the saleability of this program.
Well, yes, his afternoon drive show does bring in a lot of money.
Of course it brings in money, because afternoon drive shows traditionally bring in more money than midday shows. It's just the way it works.
But however, in most radio stations, the afternoon drive show has a higher rating than the midday show.
I guess that's not the case here.
No, it's not. So no. Listen, why don't you just stop jerking our chain around?
What's the show that comes on after Grant's?
Jim Cozumel.
Who the hell is that?
He is a great talent that we use for the Kings broadcast.
Blow me.
As well.
Well, why don't you move that great talent back 30 minutes and move Mr. Franchise back 30 minutes?
It is something that we're looking at. You guys know that.
It's a wonderful solution.
We might do that.
No, but listen.
We just have contractual obligations here, and we're trying to
clear
them out.
All right, well, I want to tell you something about contracts. I want to tell you something about contracts. There's never been a contract that we've worked for that we've not been able to break. Never. You can't make someone work somewhere they don't want to work. And right now, I'm feeling like we don't want to work at KHTK.
We have a track record. We have the success. And we just know that we would make your radio station more successful.
You guys don't have to sell me on that.
What you're doing
you know,
is...
I love you guys.
No, please, you're cutting us off 20 minutes early every day simply to accommodate the ego of the next disc jockey.
You think we've got success right now? If you left the show on in its entirety, we could show you real success. Real success. You
know,
we wouldn't be number one. We'd be number
something that
one.
We're looking at and considering.
Well, listen, how long do you need to consider this? Because I'm tired of getting calls from my general manager saying that your general manager is calling, demanding that we do all this crap.
Yeah, it's a problem that we don't have with you guys. I mean,
No.
I don't want to get this rift going because I'm fearful that it would cause
you guys
to be unhappy with
us. We are unhappy.
I love you guys. I know that. I don't want you guys to be mad at Kate.
Is it really all that difficult? And please answer me honestly, because Don's been a program director. I've been a program director. We both know the answers to this. Is it really that difficult, especially if you're talking about two local shows, guys that walk into your building, to move the whole shooting match back half an hour? Is it really that tough?
It shouldn't be. And
of course it's not.
Of course
not.
It's something that
you can do it. You can
we are considering.
You could do it today. You pick up the phone and you tell them, listen, you know what? Your show starts at 4:30 instead of 4 o'clock. See you at 4:30.
You're not losing any time, because obviously that's what he'd be concerned about. Unless he's like a typical disc jockey, then he'd probably love getting the extra half hour off. You're paying the same money.
Yeah, you know, we're the exception to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
We're guys who want to hang around longer than you want us to hang around.
I realize that.
And instead, you're taking us off earlier.
It's really an easy solution to the problem. It really is. And you know something? We don't say that just because we want to get into some kind of pissing contest with your other disc jockey. We know what the success of the show does, and we know that the show is more successful when you just keep it in its entirety. And it's not you talk about running late. No, we're not running late. We run on time. We run a show that's 4.5 hours every day.
And frankly, another alternative would be to cut back on your inventory. You know, if you're only going to be able to run this show until 4 o'clock every day, cut back the number of units that you run.
Charge more money to the advertisers.
That's something that I would hope that...
All right, how long do you need to get this situation resolved?
Well, it's something we've been working on for over a year now, Don.
Over a year.
That means? Translated, that means we are getting the big J.O. right now.
Sure.
Come on, what do you think, I'm stupid?
No,
I've dealt with guys like you my whole career.
This really is an easy one to figure out. Easy.
Frankly,
I'm trying to get it resolved as quickly as possible so we don't have this problem.
Well, you have the problem. You have the problem. We no longer want to be on KHTK unless you will run the entire show. Unless you run the entire show, we respectfully, politely, properly ask that you release us from our agreement.
It's been a hell of a run.
And I'm serious. This is no WWF showboating.
Well, I'm not even going to consider that.
Well, then I will do something that will make you fire us from KHTK. I certainly have done that. Nothing that would lose the license, but something that will make you take the show off KHTK specifically.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen.
That will happen. I promise you that will happen.
We just want to be on with the regular show. We don't want to be messing around here, and you know, especially with the people of Sacramento.
I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't have a show that delivers you incredible ratings and time spent listening because we don't play commercials on time, and then bitch and complain and cut the show off because we're not playing the commercials on time.
Yeah, but the problem, and here we go again, the problem we have is not with you guys. It's the way that the network sets up
no.
Your so-called clock.
Wait, hold on.
If they took out a stop set in there,
God
I'd be
damn it,
happy.
This is show bits. We've been through this. There is no clock on this show. There is no network format clock. There's not. You're making that up. All the other stations on the network that carry the show and carry it all the way through have no problems.
Don, let me assure you and let me assure everybody in Sacramento that we will get this thing resolved.
This guy, I want to tell everybody.
I don't want to lose your show.
Oh, please. That guy's a bold-faced liar. I just hung up on him. Christ, it's not a network issue. I swear to God it's not.
No, you wouldn't have gotten what you got today if it was a network issue.
The guy is just lying.
He's got a guy that walks in that he has to see every day that he doesn't have the balls to deal with.
Bingo. That's it. And because,
period.
And because we're not there every day.
Right.
You know.
But you know something? Because we're not there every day also, it's a different situation for us too. And, you know, as much as we love being on in Sacramento, as far as this radio station is concerned, we don't see this guy every day. So it's not that big a deal to us. It really isn't.
It means nothing to us, please. Just let us go. You know, and we see it on both sides. Here in D.C., we have four guys that we really, really, not in a fag way, but we love these guys, the sports junkies.
Right.
You know, they come on after us, and they just come on whenever we're done. And things are cool with them because we give them a great lead-in. And I would say we know the other side of the coin, that in New York, our show begins whenever Opie and Anthony get done. And we're cool with that because they got numbers and they give us a decent lead-in. Right. I mean, we're seeing it from both sides.
Absolutely.
You know, in New York City, the biggest radio market in America, we're on the receiving end of that, and we don't bitch because we realize that we're getting a decent lead-in from ONA. And if they want to stay on for 10 extra minutes, that gives us a better lead-in.
Sure.
You know, I mean, so we're not just seeing this from the standpoint of the guys who refuse to be taken off the air.
Right.
You know, and we got guys who we work here with every day who come into work and sit around for a half hour and wait for us to get done, and they don't bitch about it.
Yeah, it's simple stuff. It's so simple.
Such a liar.
When you hear, we've been working on this for a year. What?
That's 100% crap.
Come on.
That's 100% crap.
We have affiliates all over the country that preempt the show because they have some contract with a baseball team or whatever. That happens, too. We understand that. We have flexibility on this, and we don't. But when it gets back to us, specifically gets back to you through Ken, because some general manager is yelling about the fact that he wants you to modify the content.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. The content of this show.
We won't do it
for his convenience, so he doesn't want to. So he doesn't have to deal with the
hurt feelings of the next pussy disc jockey who comes on.
Absolutely.
Well, please, just go to hell. And I just wish that they had the balls to be honest about it, to say that that's the issue.
He finally came out with it, though. It was killing him to do it, too. Which show had higher ratings?
Yeah, well, of course.
Mr. You're going on the record.
It was a loaded question. You knew the answer. You knew we had.
You know something? I swear to God. I did not. I did not know the revenue answer.
It was an excellent bluff, then.
I had a suspicion.
Yeah, okay. You had a hunch.
I had a good hunch.
Good hunch.
I think I'm just so full of crap with it's a network issue and the network clock.
And going into that whole local thing, you know, we understand local, too. You know?
Please. You know, if you want to be local, then the best solution would be to take our show off. That's it. That's it. That's the only way around it. And now that's going to be the goal. To get our show off KHTK.
I smell double-digit numbers. Double-digit numbers on a nice FM flamethrower in Sacramento.
Right. Give us some low-rated, broke-dick, classic rock station in Sacramento that is so down on their luck that they'll put away their pile of Pink Floyd records and go with All Talk from noon till 4:30.
Amen.
Do it.
All right. Could be an AM station, too, because, you know, you remember that one call we got from the guy, like, in Donner Pass?
Yeah.
Who was saying something to us, like, and up here, the AM's better, guys.
Whatever. You know, I'm going to tell you something. It would be a pleasure to stick it to KHTK. It would truly be a pleasure because for the last 6 years we've been on that radio station, this has been the continuing battle with them.
Right.
True. You know, yeah, sure. We'll turn our whole life around. We'll turn our whole career around, turn the whole show around, basically just for the ego of the disc jockey who comes on at 4 o'clock.
Right.
Right.
And that's what it comes down to.
And that's exactly the issue.
You know, this guy who follows us, there's no, and you talk about being, you know, aware of the lead-in factor. He doesn't care about that. Could care less about that. Does not hope this show is successful.
No.
I think it's a good time for the people at KHTK to take stock and just analyze, you know, what the overall success of the radio station is up to. You know, that's what matters. What is going to be overall the most successful thing for the radio station to do?
And I was serious. There's a way out of every single deal. There's a way out of every single radio station. And it's a little trickier now because we're on 60 radio stations, but there's a way to get out of the deal in Sacramento. There's a way. You know, there are things that can be said that will make just the KHTK radio station pull the plug on the show.
Absolutely.
And those things are going to start happening.
Sure.
Because that's it. You know, I mean, if the guy would have just been honest with us from the first moment he came on the air, I'd say maybe we'll enter into some discussions. But he's full of crap.
We just started talking about a network clock.
He's like he's like every goddamn radio guy in the world that can't be honest. They can't be honest with the people that they're working for. They can't be honest with the listeners. I don't know how those guys look themselves in the mirror in the morning. Really? I mean, so such a liar.
Well, they're network issues.
No, they're not.
No. If it was a network issue, you wouldn't have been contacted.
There are no network issues.
Right.
There's none.
Okay, that's it. Christ. We're running late now.
Kiss my ass. Yeah, precisely. Okay, and this and there's my point right there.
Sure.
KHTK, I would garner to say that right now, every goddamn radio in Sacramento is turned to this show. Right now. Mm-hmm. Right now. So they got a huge rating right now. And you know why they have a great rating? Because we haven't played commercials for 45 minutes. That's why. Stupid douchebags. God, swear to God. Really?
Yeah, you're going to get to the age pretty soon. You're going to have to take, like, blood pressure medication. We're going to have, like, nitro tablets to put under your tongue in here.
Christ.
That one time when he mentioned the network clock, I seriously thought we were going to have to go grab the nitro. It's the first time I've ever worked with you where I thought you really might have the big one right there.
That's an out-and-out lie.
I know.
I mean, it is. He's pulling that out of his ass, the network clock. Really? You got a network clock? Why don't you fax it to me? I'd love to see the network clock for this show. It doesn't exist. It's made up.
Right.
There is no clock for this show.
Forget about it.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go.
Okay.
Another check into the soft underbelly of the radio business.
Love
a little look behind the curtain, which is always interesting. You won't get that on any other show.
There you see. There you see what radio guys are really like.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
Right.
Lies, backs up. Lies a little more, gets forced into telling the truth, and then when he realizes he's got his foot in the deep end, backs out and starts lying again.
Yeah, there you go. Happens all the time. Never gets any easier with those people.
No, it does not. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing today?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'm out in Sacramento, and it's like I know your listeners are more important than some whiny disc jockey, but why is it now this is a big case where the listeners have been complaining about this?
You know, I got to give you, sir, let me give you your props, because you know something, how long have we been taking calls from people? You know, they've been screwing with this show out in Sacramento, and we have been company guys for too long saying, hey, listen, you know, they do what they do because we know we've been successful out there, and you know something?
We made a mistake.
We've been giving them a grace period, and that grace period's over.
Because I'm one of the guys calling them up and bitching at them all the time. They're always giving me some lame excuse.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, listen, we apologize. We should have addressed that earlier.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but I love you guys, and wherever you go, I'll be right there. Donna, Mike, real!
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's a real crappy, like, classic rock station? What's the station in Sacramento on FM that nobody listens to?
I think at, like, 96.7 is one, I think.
96.7.
Classic rock.
Okay, good. Do you know what their call letters are?
I don't, sir, because I don't listen to them.
Well, we'll find out now.
KHTK, as soon as you guys go off the air, KHTK is gone.
All right, thank you.
Well,
we'll find out what that station is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll just call them up on the air today.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I told you there's something you could always do that'll get KHDK pissed off?
Of course.
Or they'll pull the plug. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Rich. I travel from Sacramento to Reno all the time. In Reno, they play your show out as good as you guys are in the first 4 hours. The last half hour of the show is fantastic. You guys really let loose, and it is hilarious. Sacramentans don't know how good it can get that extra half hour.
See, right here, here's a perfect example. That guy's saying there's network issues and he can't carry the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Yet this guy drives to Reno, which is, what, 2 or 3 hours away, and he's able to hear a radio station 3 hours away that runs the whole show.
Gee, how many people was it we had a Memorial Auditorium in Sacramento? Oh, that's right, 8,000.
Right.
8,000 people to come out to a Las Vegas-style show.
Absolutely. They're so full of ass. They say that they're the sports station. They're the Don and Mike channel. You guys rule.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello? Oops, hi.
Is it me?
Yeah, who's this?
Marcus from Cape Coral.
Cape Coral, Florida?
Yes, indeedy.
Hi, Marcus.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
Good. I just want to say that we get you out here from only 3 to like 6:30. I mean, we wish you would go longer, but they cut off and they go like to some sports thing around here, which is, to me, is a real waste of time, you know, because listen, you guys are a lot funnier than hearing about Miracle Baseball.
Right, but you know what? I'll say this about your station. I bet at least they don't lie to you about it. I bet they just say, that's it, their show is over.
No.
We're going on to whatever it is now, baseball or whatever the hell they run.
Nope, they just cut you right off about 6:35, and they go right into, and it's top of the third, or...
All right.
You know, baseball contract.
You know, I got no problem with that.
Also, how you guys were talking about your contract with them, it's just like pro athletes, how they would have a 5-year, and the fourth year they want to negotiate. If they don't like it, they go on. You guys could do the same thing.
No, we're not free agents. See, that's what you don't get. We're not free agents.
We're tied to the man.
We're slaves to Melco.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Grant Napier sucks.
Okay, let's not start that, okay? Let's not start that.
Hey, it's the truth.
Let's wait. Let's wait to start that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What's up, Don and Mike? This is Leo from Sacramento.
Hi, Leo.
Hey, I know the station you guys can use.
Beautiful. What is it?
It sucks ass. It's 93.7, the Arrow.
93.7. Oh, you mean all rock and roll oldies?
Yeah, and then there's 6-9, but they run those ass goblins, Mark and Brian, so.
I don't care what other crappy shows they run.
That's no problem.
So what's the first one you said? The Arrow is what's the call letters?
93.7. I think the call letters are... I'm trying to think. I can't think of it.
All right, 93.7. And what's the other one? 96?
96.9. That's KSEG, the okay. Eagle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Eagle. Bye-bye.
The Arrow and the Eagle.
You guys are so stupid.
Radio.
Radio.
What would life be without it?
Hi, we're the Arrow. We're the Eagle.
All right. Hey, hope the Eagle doesn't get shot by the Arrow. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. God damn, this is a great radio. You want to know why?
I'm glad you enjoy the suffering.
Well, you want to know why?
Why?
Because everybody's got a diplomatic bone in their body, and they wouldn't normally talk to people like that. But you just cut loose.
Thank you. Goodbye. Cut loose.
Cut loose, man.
That's what Elvis used to do.
That's right.
And his girlfriend's hair,
he just cut loose.
Cut loose in her hair, man. All right, clear the lines. Okay, let's get a call 100. You know we have a brand new secret sound today.
Ah, very exciting.
And the beautiful debut has been ruined by the people at KHTK. I'll give you a free listen right now of the brand new secret sound number 6, never heard before.
This is when I close my eyes and I listen as hard as any listener.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Here you go.
There it is. All right, I have a legitimate guess this time.
Really a legitimate guess? A legitimate guess? I'll play it for you one more time while you write it down.
Rob, do we have a pen?
Is the new secret sound.
It's only when I need one.
Do you think you know what the secret sound is? Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636. $500 on the line if you can identify that. No, Mike.
All right.
Absolutely not. Not even close.
That's for you.
Not in the ballpark.
Really?
Buzzy.
How about this?
No, it's not that.
It's not an Andrew Blake cassette?
No, it's not. Right. We will take the 100th caller right now for the secret sound. Good luck, call us.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
French, but you're an asshole.
Time for more host chat with Don and Mike.
You know, I got totally thrown out of my rhythm with that first break. I was going to tell you, I don't know when I came in today from the overnight board op. The fags from NSYNC called at 12:15 a.m. last night on the hotline looking for us.
Did he do an interview with him?
No, it's the guy who's running the board for Ron and Fez.
That's funny. That's too funny.
I hope that they call back, but at least they did call.
They tried.
The people from Westwood One, let me give you a little peek behind the scenes as to what really is happening here. Now I understand the situation. Westwood One, during the break, faxed us the information that they fax to our affiliate radio stations about where the commercials run on our show. And Westwood One makes a point of telling stations, when you pick up our show, you pick up our show from the beginning to the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercials never fall at the same time every day.
Right.
However, to ensure that the network spots get played at least by the time the 4 hours is over, all of the network spots are front-loaded into the first 9 commercial breaks on the show. In the entire show, there are 12 commercial breaks that we take during a regular show. And this is a little format thing that was just sent to me by Westwood One. And as you can see, the first break, it's all local for the local stations.
Wonderful.
They run all their own commercials. The second break, they run 2 minutes of our network spots, then they have 4 minutes of their own. Same thing in the next one, and it goes back and forth and back and forth. The last 3 breaks of the show are all local. Now, those are the 3 breaks, incidentally, that Grant Napier and KHTK, when we run over, those are the 3 breaks that KHTK loses. The 3 local breaks.
Right.
So now I see exactly what's really going on, that it's partly
the ego of that disc jockey.
And it's partly the fact that they want to get their breaks before 7 o'clock.
Right. Mine. And what we said to the guy still stands true, that they could get these extra breaks in mm-hmm. on our show if they would just run the show
absolutely
the way it's supposed to be run.
And you know something? That's the same deal for every single affiliate. Right?
Now, I don't know if I explained that well enough. You see, when you run our show, part of the deal is that stations get some of the commercial time to run their own commercials
right.
and some of the time where they have to run the network commercials like Radio Shack and the Cold Bond foot powder and stuff like that.
But you're absolutely right. This is not a problem if you run the entire show. It's
right.
the show in its entirety.
Right. What it means is that what we're saying to the stations is, listen, to make sure that all the network commercials run, just in case, we're going to front load all of the network spots into the first 9 breaks, but because we're doing that, the last 3 commercial breaks, you guys keep for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No network spots at all. And those are the 3 breaks that KHTK is missing,
right.
which is why, since the breaks are 6.5 minutes long, mm-hmm. that comes to approximately 19 minutes. That's why KHTK is taking off every day
at 6:30.
At 19 minutes, at, you know, 20 minutes until 4 o'clock.
Or 3:30 in that case.
Yeah, right. 3:30, 3:40,
right.
somewhere in that area. So that they make sure that they get all their local commercials in. You know, when really, that's not the deal that's set up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the deal that Westwood One sells stations on.
It's very clear to affiliates that when you take the show in its entirety, and the last 3 commercial breaks that we do on this show will be yours.
It's our gift. It's our gift to you, the affiliates.
There you go.
We make nothing off the last 3 breaks on this
right.
show. Take the last 3 breaks, our gift to you.
Absolutely.
But for goodness sakes, don't take that gift
and just screw the show up for your listeners, especially when the show's successful.
Right. Okay, thank you. Gotcha. Time for call 100.
Moron.
Right now. Hello. Hello, Don.
100 yet?
Don and Mike. Hello, you're the 100th caller.
No, way.
Yes, way. What's your name?
Oh, my God. Joanne Coleman.
Hi, Joanne. Where are you from?
Luray, Virginia.
Joanne, you've won a pair of tickets to see The Temptations and The Three Tops.
Sweet.
You know, one of them is dead. Temptations and The Three Tops in concert at Wolf Trap on July 18.
Cool.
For tickets, call 218-6500 or order online at wolftrap.org. You're not related to Jeremy Coleman, are you?
No.
Okay, beautiful. Good.
I'm a Coleman by marriage, not by birth.
Thank you. Be proud of that. Are you ready to go for $500?
Yeah.
We have the brand new Secret Sound right now. Wind it up and let it go. Please don't answer until Mike sings like.
Bert Kulay.
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There it is. The brand new, never before heard Secret Sound.
Man.
It's a toughie. But listen, the guy got the last one after just a couple of days. Good luck.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes! Yeah.
Yes! Oh, yes! Yeah. Yes! God, yes, yes!
What is it?
Hey, I think it's one of those big self-inking stamps that says, like, paid or received or being able to set your own price.
Nope, that's a good guess, though.
What was the guess? I wasn't sure what the guess was.
Some type of a stamp machine?
A price
yeah.
stamper. A price stamper, for example.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I found it in any home.
Nope, thank you, though.
Well,
and don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
For you. But you're right. It is a sound that is heard in everybody's home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a sound you might hear in a
grocery store.
Yeah.
An everyday sound, right there. Secret sound number 6. Okay. Real quickly, because now we do have to move, because we have Stossel coming in and Leo Remini coming in today, or at least on the phone today. And this
I wish she was coming
this
in.
This guy from the Libertarian Party, who's running for president today.
Harry Brown.
Watched Big Brother again last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to be the only guy in the world that still sticks with that show.
You're really logging a lot of time with it.
And I really, really think that the brother on that show, the black guy with the shaved head,
yes,
he's going to be the first one out. Because last night, here's what he was doing. They had a shot of him in the bedroom with the girl who's the stripper.
Right.
And he was walking around in just a towel.
Right.
Okay, getting ready to go in the shower. And he was saying to her, you don't have a very big ass.
Right.
And she said, oh, no, my ass is nice. And what he did was he stuck his ass out. Now, he had something on. He had, like, a towel on or something.
Right.
Stuck it. He said, look how nice my ass is. Look at my ass. And then she goes, well, no, look. My ass is nice. So he starts shaking.
What's she wearing?
She was wearing
like a sarong or around her waist.
Some kind of a wrap thing, yeah.
So they're both wearing wraps.
Yes.
And then when he was going to take his shower, he was strutting around with just a robe tied around his, a towel tied around his waist. And he walked over by her and actually started to try to unwrap her little wrap that she had on.
Squeezing her.
Yeah.
She was having none of that, huh?
Well, no, I think she might warm up to him.
Now, I didn't watch the show last night, but just hearing what you're saying lends some credibility to what the caller said yesterday. Do you think the guy's a plant?
Oh, no.
He's mixing stuff up so much.
No, I don't think he's a plant.
No. Not at all?
Absolutely.
They would really risk ticking off their whole audience.
Yeah, you
already did that with the guy on the first night.
Yeah, but that was not intentional. I don't think they'd intentionally do that.
You hurt your credibility if you put a plant in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was exciting. And this is
I gotta watch it. I've just forgotten it. It's a, you know, maybe I'm like everybody else in the country. It's just not convenient to watch. Survivor's a different story. Survivor, you know when it's going to be. It's on once a week. You know it's going to come on. The thing is, with Big Brother, it just doesn't, you know, maybe it's summertime. I'm into it.
Mm-hmm. I'm into it. And this was the guy who on the first episode was like, he was the guy who was in the build-up was saying to his girlfriend, "You're the one for me. I only love you.
And
you're the one."
And he's being very flirtatious.
You're the one. Yeah, I mean, he was trying to bang the stripper last night. Big Brother.
And is the stripper's, she's decent looking.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Not bad at all.
She's not bad. Something else I wanted to discuss today on the show, I don't know if we'll have time or not. You know, my son has a job. Bart has a job, a part-time job. Well, it's not really part-time. He's working 6 days a week now at a joint in Ocean City, Maryland. And he comes into contact with adults at this job.
Right.
And occasionally he comes into contact with adults who have had a few drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he works on Coastal Highway where there's lots of bars and restaurants and stuff.
Right.
Well, at this place he was working at a couple of days ago.
He's not working in, like, one of those social clubs like Spider.
No.
From Goodfellas.
No, he's not.
Okay.
But a couple of days ago at this place that he's working, a woman hit on him and told him that he was hot and actually gave him her business card and said that she should call him, that he should call her sometime.
That's interesting.
And I have...
Does he think it was legit?
Yeah.
Wow.
He absolutely thinks it was legit.
This is an older woman.
She's 30.
Wow.
I said to him, was she drunk? And he said, well, she was... Dad, maybe she was a little drunk, but I have the phone number of the woman right now, and I'd like to try to place a call to her to tell her that my son is off limits.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
You know, when you told me what his job was, I knew this was going to happen. I predicted that this would happen, and now it has.
Really? Who'd you predict that to?
To you.
Did you? I don't remember that.
Well, I didn't say it in so many words, but I gave you a nod and a wink.
Ah.
A winking and a nod. Winking and blinking and nod.
I think this is her business card. Yes, hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us for a second?
Sure.
Listen, is Andrea there?
Speaking.
Is it Andrea?
Andrea.
Hello, Andrea.
Hello.
Hi, Andrea, this is Don and Mike. Have you ever heard of our radio show?
Yes, I have.
You were in a place, and please don't say the name of the place, because I'm trying to maintain some privacy for my son, but you were in Ocean City over the weekend or recently?
Yeah.
You went into a place on Coastal Highway?
Yeah.
And my son works there. My son is 15, incidentally.
Oh, yeah.
And you tried to pick him up.
Oh,
you,
no.
You gave him your... Honey, you gave him your business card.
Yes,
that's how I know your name is Andrea, and he said that a lady who was about 30 who was a little drunk came over.
I only had two cocktails when I was there.
Tried to pick him up, and you gave him your card, and you said that he should call you.
It's the incredible Geronimo Jeans. He was what?
Actually, he was trying to pick me up.
He was trying to pick you up?
Yeah. He asked me if I was over 21. I said, yeah.
He asked you if you were over 21?
Yes, he did.
Well, honey, he's 15 years old. I mean, take a look at him. You've seen him. I mean, he's a good-looking
smart
lad.
Boy, though,
he is a pretty good-looking kid.
Asking women if they're over 21.
But he's 15. Why would you give him your business card?
I said, well, I was just being nice. That's just how I am. And I just said, hey.
Do you want to lay my son?
No, I do not. I'm a very happily married woman.
Oh, you're married.
Married?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
My husband was with me there at the time.
Your husband was with you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And we were just fun and
Oh, he didn't mention that to me.
He omitted that rather significant fact from the story?
Right. Okay. Well, then never mind. Well, listen.
Oh, that's okay. And I asked him how he lucked out on getting a job there. he made mention of that to me, and I was like, whoa, you got a really good job. He says, yeah, it's great. I love it.
Would you let him go to second base with you?
No.
I mean, he does. At some point, he's going to need that experience.
It'd be a little awkward with her husband sitting right there, though. It'd be, you know, the husband sitting right there, you know.
No, he's a good kid.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
All right, see you. Bye-bye. All right, now, let me call my wife. Hold on.
This business card, what sort of business is this woman in, can you say?
Yeah, she works at a furniture store.
Oh, okay.
Retail furniture.
So what if she works there with her husband? Just gave him the card to be nice.
Well, you know, I don't think my kid lies. And that's not the way it was portrayed to me.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe him.
He said, Dad, this lady tried to pick me up. She told me I was hot. She gave me a card and told me to call her sometime.
Do you think she could have said that he was...
I missed your call. Leave a message at the beach.
All right. I don't know where they are.
You know how sometimes women will say that to a teenager, you know, just to, you know, saying, you know, hey, you're a good-looking man.
But why would you give him your card, though?
That I don't understand, but I would think if she was being nice, if her husband was sitting next to her, I don't think she was, like, saying...
He never mentioned that there was a guy dead. See, where Bart works... It's not like the husband would be sitting next to her.
Right.
Oh, really? He works at a different location.
Okay. She merely said her husband was there in the restaurant or whatever the establishment was.
Right. Okay. Well, there you go. Andrea, whatever. I keep that number myself.
For daddy.
She sounded kind of hot.
She did indeed.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Absolutely.
You know, my son might be too young for you, but...
Daddy.
How do you feel about his dad?
Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
All right, well, that's all I had for you.
She seemed very nice.
Friendly.
Yes, she did.
Very nice lady. I wonder if she's hot.
Well, what did your son say?
My son said she was hot.
Really hot.
Yeah, but you know how kids are. It's impossible to get any information out of them about, you know, what she really looked like.
Right.
And he very, very timidly gave me the card today. I mean, as you can see, I had to tape it back together because he had already ripped it up. Because he said, Dad, please don't call her. Please don't call her. I said, come on, just let me call her. I won't say anything about where you were or anything else. Just let me call her.
Right.
See what kind of a woman gives a 15-year-old lad her phone number. Just call me something. Done. So that's the type. We have to do a break. Okay, got to do a break now. Okay, everybody happy?
Commercial time.
We have to do a stop set. We will be right back.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see.
I hate when people talk during the movie.
The cure for your anal spasm. The Don and Mike Show.
Here we are now with movie man Charlie Stossel. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
What's the problem?
Charlie, what are you doing here?
Mike wants me to sit. I wanted to stand, but I'll...
Why did you want to stand?
It's the thing about Don being 3 feet away from me looking up at him the way I have to, like this.
You have a shorter torso than I do, don't you?
I don't know.
You're lower. I'm sitting in the...
We've never measured before.
I'm actually sitting down here.
Maybe it's New Year's Eve.
Stand back to back.
All right. All right, here we go.
Okay.
We're going to see who's taller, Mike or Charlie. Well, Mike is definitely taller.
No, yes. All my height's in my torso anyway.
So. Yeah, Mike has got a very long torso, and it's marvelous.
Dreamy.
We were just cheek to cheek, Charlie.
Yes, we were.
Yeah. Charlie Stossel, movie man. Charlie?
Yes, Don.
Got a bunch of mail for you today.
A bunch. You know, the mail is starting to bore me.
you got irritated at the mail last
I'm
week.
Getting. I am growing weary of the
mail. When it was bath time.
Two different pieces of jail mail for you today.
A handful of mail.
Let's see. The first letter for Charlie Stossel, movie man. Oh, and we play him in here officially.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico. Here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
And I know, Charlie, before we start, you have a few off-the-cuff comments you'd like to make about Doc Harry's?
Yes, Doc Harry's House of Ribs. He brings me to you every week. I'd go there for the fried cheesecake. It's marvelous.
You brought that in here one time.
Yes, I did. Doc Harry's is on...
Better when it's fresh at the restaurant.
It's wonderful at the restaurant.
Yes.
Doc Harry's is on Multiplex Drive in Centerville. Call Doc Harry's at 703-815-RIBS.
Beautiful.
Yours had been in the trunk of your car for a while.
Dear Don and Mike, my birthday is...
right into the letter, aren't we?
My birthday is July 12th.
This is the inmate, Don?
Two different inmate letters today.
Very good.
Which facilities are these? Do I know how frightening?
One is from Hagerstown, Maryland.
That one I don't like.
And the other one is from Long Island, New York.
Hey, how about that?
Far enough away.
Dear Don and Mike, my birthday is July 12th. If possible, please read my letter on this date. So it's today.
Perfect.
Enclosed are the following. An autographed photo of Robert De Niro. Now, why a guy in prison would be able to get us a picture of De Niro, I don't know, but it appears to be real. Charlie Stossel's speed dial list. This is the guy who put a bunch of numbers you should call, like the survivors of incest, breastfeeding.
Again, so wrong.
Breastfeeding.
Not right.
Breastfeeding support and
it's,
consultants.
It's not right.
Battlestar Galactica fan club, Betty Boop fan club, doll and hobby shop.
That's not funny.
Gay and lesbian center.
That one's really not funny.
Let me see. I'm the guy who sent Charlie Stossel his first prison letter. I also wrote an article about Charlie for the science fiction newsletter, The Calm Channel.
Ooh.
I listen to your show.
He's going to like X-Men, I bet.
I listen to your show on WARK. Can Charlie Stossel interview me at my prison?
No.
I've enclosed the information to arrange this. If it's not doable, can I please call in and talk to Charlie?
No.
I need your okay because I can only call collect to your radio station. I cannot call the toll-free number.
Right.
Take care and thank you for making me laugh. Looking forward to seeing you guys again on King of Queens, Yesteryear, and Titus. Hello, Charlie. And this is from David Xavier, prisoner number 215529.
Thank you, David.
And that is the first letter.
Nice. You never get any of the details as to why they're in there.
At least if somebody's going to write me from prison, they ought to tell me what they're in for.
Okay, that's fair. I think, for all of you inmates that may be listening to Charlie Stossel today, he'd like to know what you're in the joint for.
All right. The next letter gives you some of that information.
Oh, good. Guy.
Dear Charlie Stossel. Hello, you big hunk of bath-giving man.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
I am incarcerated outside New York City and stumbled upon your presence on the Don and Mike show as I listen on 102.7 most evenings. My prison is strictly white-collar. There are no gates or barbed wire. I am serving 5 to 8 years for income tax evasion.
Oh, okay.
And have privileges in the library, which is why I was able to write you this letter using the prison computer system and select this beautiful font to show you how much I think of you. And
that is a beautiful font.
The font.
Look at that font.
Oh, dear.
That's a good font.
The faggiest font in the world.
It is ye old font.
I hear you on the show taking such abuse from people, especially those who write you cruel and unkind letters. I am not a violent man, but I want to kill that idiot in another jail where real criminals are, who wrote an essay on the many ways he would cut you up and eat you.
I'll tell you, we're getting some sort of prison battle going on right now, because you know these other prisoners will respond.
That entire exchange sickened me. It made me realize that what I am feeling for you now is much more than a strong kinship to the glorious history of cinema and an affection for family film.
Here we go.
Let me tell you a little about myself.
No. There's an ulterior motive here, Charlie.
It's not necessary.
I am an attractive white male, age 43.
Christ almighty.
I work as a corporate CPA for over 15 years before getting caught with my hand in the cookie jar, so to speak.
Literally.
I, like yourself, was married, but my wife left me for another woman. I believe that is what happened to you, unless that is something Don and Mike are making up about you. I don't know enough about you or them to discern what is true or false, but I think I've heard they said you are from Puerto Rico. I've always had an affinity for that part of the world.
Yes.
Upon my release...
I look really Latin, don't I?
You do. You're the most non-Puerto Rican-looking Puerto Rican man I've ever seen.
Upon my release in 2005, I'd like nothing better than the chance to cruise with you to your homeland... where we could sit seaside by day and check out
loud back in Puerto Rico.
Check out the hottest cinemas by night.
Right.
Now the next line, I think, very telling. I am no faggot.
Oh wow,
F-A-G-G-I-T.
Well, at
least there's anything wrong with that, Charlie.
At least he's a good speller.
I am no faggot. But there is something about you that makes me think we are soulmates.
No.
In my cell, I have erected a shrine to Stossel.
I feel very uncomfortable right now.
There on my wall, I have drawn a color picture of what I think you look like. Along with the movie theater balcony.
Oh, boy.
And a racing bicycle.
Wow.
In my cell, I have a copy of the Big Brothers of America handbook. Your love for that boy is one of the many reasons I think we seem fated to be together.
Oh, dear.
I used to participate in a similar program and got a lot out of it. Sidebar, I just want to kill Don and Mike when they razz you about bathing that young man.
Oh, God, here we go.
Get the boy next week.
I know in my heart you only give him a bath when he needs it.
Oh, God.
Jesus, why are there so many sick people out there?
Sure.
Sometimes I feel safer in here. Anyway, I picture our relationship akin to that of the two men in The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Ew.
Have you seen that one yet? We rented it Sunday night last in the rec room, and while it was not well received by the populace here, I immediately thought of you and how perfect our lives together could be.
You two out on a sailboat
getting bludgeoned by an oar.
I have socked away a few dollars, legally, mind you, and perhaps we could even open a small bistro / cinema together.
Ah, a cinema and draft house.
Or I could produce a film for you about cross-country cycling. Whatever. I just want to tell you, not everyone hates you. Some of us love you. Thank you for being the special person you are. I await the moment I can hear you on the radio again. Please write me back.
No.
My address is listed below. Hope we can hook up in 2005.
Sure. He was very nice, Charlie.
He's wonderful.
Yours, Marcus Frederick, prison ID 665544. Department of Corrections, Long Island, New York.
There you go. And it's, you know, he's a white-collar criminal. You know, he's in a minimum security joint.
Right.
You know, sounds like no security. And he just wanted to tell you he loved you.
Damn, the cons. They love you, Charlie.
They certainly do.
This is not a good turn of events. It really is.
It'll be fine. But I know that you're going to get further mail because, you know, he was very, very uncomplimentary of the first gentleman that sent you letters from prison.
Hannibal. Dr. Lecter.
That's all I got for you in the mailbag. What do you have for movies this week, Charlie?
We just have one that comes out this week, X-Men.
Oh, X-Men. I'd like to hear about
it. It may be the biggest movie of the summer, I think a lot of people are thinking. Now, when I went to go see X-Men, I'm taking it from the perspective of somebody who knew nothing about them going in. I knew it was a comic strip, but I knew none of the characters.
That would be me.
And I wasn't really into it. Now, in saying that, I really like the movie. It's easy to follow. It's a good rapport between Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen. Patrick Stewart plays Charles Xavier.
Ian McKellen's not that guy from Big Brother, is he?
Well, okay, no. That's Ian O'Malley.
I'm just getting all my Ian's mixed up.
Yeah, but he's a mutant. That's interesting.
Ian O'Malley is a mutant.
Ian O'Malley.
Right.
Yeah, you can actually check. Yeah, print it.
Ian McKellen plays Magneto, who is considered the bad or rogue kind of X-Man, and Charles Xavier has a school for these kids with all these mutants with all these powers.
That'd be Jean-Luc Picard. He's the guy in the wheelchair.
Picard.
And they are friends, and it's a great dynamic, especially the last scene in the movie where they're friends and they can talk very freely amongst each other, but you know that they are going against each other because Ian McKellen's character, Magneto, thinks there's going to be a war and he wants to be on the winning side, while Xavier kind of wants mutants to interact with everybody. Everybody in the movie is very good, and from what I've heard from people who are into the comic strip, it's very close to the comic, and it stays very loyal to it, with the exception of, I think somebody mentioned, a uniform is different.
Yeah, they wear like blue uniforms, I think, of the comic books.
No, not at all. They almost look like Star Trek uniforms.
I don't think this movie is going to do it for him, but I think this Australian guy that they're talking about is going to be the next big guy. I think he's going to be the next megastar.
They set the movie up so that the sequel will be all about him, which I understand Wolverine is the big character.
I think once he gets out of this, he can do other stuff. I mean, I've seen him.
You sound like you're sweet on him.
I think he's absolutely gorgeous.
Anna Paquin from The Piano, when she was very little, has grown up, and she is in the film.
Is she hot?
She's cute.
I thought she was hot on The Piano.
Really?
But then again, that's just me.
You like that?
That is just you.
Just cool. How many porcelain dolls do you give X-Men?
Three and a half. It was very good. I really, really enjoyed it. From a non-fan perspective, I really enjoyed it. And people who I knew are fans who saw it really liked it as well.
Did you hear about the all-black version of that?
No.
Malcolm X-Men?
Really?
All right, get out of here. Thank you, Charlie Stossel. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Another day at the office. Goodbye, Charlie.
Hey, and you haven't been late, right?
He didn't turn around.
The last time you were on the show?
He just kept walking slowly.
He never broke pace. He just said bye.
He just was walking.
It's a mirthless greeting.
He's come back in. He's coming back in.
Oh, have you been laid?
Hi, Don. How are you?
Have you been laid?
No, Don. I'm not looking. I'm not looking. Although I have friends that want to set me up, so we'll see how this goes.
Good.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah. I recommend that.
Good luck to you.
Can enjoy the summer of celibacy.
Hey, did Murphy mention the other day when the last week I think that he had said he had spent an entire weekend in Arizona having sex?
Yeah, he told us that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you didn't believe it?
If it's true, it just is going to further my depression down another notch. But that's okay.
I think it's true.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said it was with a chick he met on the internet.
Right.
Even better. All right. Bye, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's the asexual Charlie Stossel, everybody. Brought to you by Doc Harry's. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140 KHTK.
Okay. Hi. This is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building. Okay.
Two horny, nasty guys waiting to please you.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
TV's Leah Remini is supposed to be calling in a second so that we can discuss her MTV Say What karaoke presentation.
Wow.
Now on the phone, my wonderful wife. Hello, darling.
Hi, my boo-boo.
Sweetie, listen. Is Marty in the car with you yet?
I'm picking him up now. He's at the money. He's at the ATM.
All right. I want to ask you, before I talk to him, I know that you probably didn't hear. I called the woman who gave him the card the other day.
No, I didn't hear him.
And she came off like it was no big deal, like she knew that he was just a kid and that he was just a cute kid and that she just had a couple of drinks.
Well, then why was she giving him the card?
Well, that was my question. What I wanted to know is, I thought when Bart told me about it, and didn't he also tell you about it, that she tried to pick him up?
I mean, she didn't say, I want to take you to my bedroom. I mean, she just said, why don't you call me sometime? I mean, just her standard pickup kind of deal.
Right.
You know, how explicit is anybody in a pickup?
That's what I thought, and I'd like to ask her, because she mentioned that she was married. I mean, on some level, I'm proud
married?
Of the boy.
And she was married?
Yeah, she told us she was married.
Said her husband was in the joint.
Well, why would you say that to a young man, then?
I don't know. That's why I want to ask him exactly what she said to him.
Oh, all right. Here he comes. Hold on.
Beautiful. All right. Give him the once-over on this.
Daddy wants to ask you about that lady.
Daddy wants to ask about that lady.
Mary!
Hello?
Doctor!
Barty?
Yeah.
Hey. Hola.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
How are you doing?
Hey.
Hi, Bart.
Fine.
Hi, Barty. Listen, that lady Andrea...
Yeah.
She's married.
Mm-hmm.
Now, exactly what? What?
She's married?
She's married.
Yeah.
Exactly what did she say to you when you were at your job when she gave you the card?
Call me sometime.
Call me sometime. Did you notice her husband around?
He must have been at one of the bars. I didn't see him.
You didn't see him. Is this lady hot? Do you think she's good looking?
No.
Oh, you don't think she's good looking?
No.
Who's the celebrity she most resembled?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Did you have a conversation with her?
Kind of. I tried to make her buy a T-shirt.
Uh-huh. Did she buy the T-shirt?
I forget. I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
How did it come up in the conversation that she pulled out a business card and gave the card to you?
I said, where are you from? And she said, where? And they said, what do you do? And she said, what she does. And she said, see? And then she gave it to me and said, give me a call sometime.
Oh, so she gave you a business card.
Well, no, yeah, obviously, right. Because I called her at her office. But still.
Is it a retailer, the business?
It's like a furniture halfway place, you know, halfway between the retailer and the furniture maker place. So did you think she was trying to pick you up?
I didn't know.
Great to be a kid, isn't it? I didn't know. She might have been trying to pick him up. Didn't know.
We'll never know. I believe this will be a mystery that will go unsolved. Because she said she was there with her husband, and he and Bart's saying he doesn't really know.
Well,
and the way that exchange sounds to me, it doesn't sound like a pickup exchange. If she was saying, you know, if he was asking the questions, where do you work? I work here. Give me a call sometimes. If she's handing out a business card, it's different than
to give the boy some credit.
Oh, I give the boy total credit.
It's entirely possible that she saw him and saw.
Well, I'm saying what he's saying.
A young stud.
Bart, did she flatter you in any way?
She said you're a very good salesman.
Uh-huh. Did she say you were hot?
No.
No.
She was not that drunk.
She was not that drunk. Well, she said she'd had two drinks.
I don't know. Seemed like more.
Seemed like more.
She was holding one in her hand.
All right. Well, you know, the way that I had heard it, the way that Mom had heard it, and I think even when you and I had talked about it, it kind of led us to believe that she had hit on you.
I don't know what she was doing because she was drunk.
But it's possible she was hitting on you, right?
Right.
Right. Okay, good. That's a good memory. That's a good summer memory of your first job.
Yeah.
That maybe a woman was hitting on you. But you don't think she's hot?
No.
No? Why? Was she fat?
No.
No?
She was old.
How old?
40.
Oh, you think she was as old as Mommy?
Yeah.
Mm. Is she as hot as Mommy?
Ew, that's not even.
Ew, yeah. I don't blame him. Well, no, he's a 15-year-old boy. You're asking him to say if his mommy's hot.
All right. You know, she is hot as. I don't know. Jesus.
You know, you remind me of a dad. That's like an uncool thing for a dad to do. You rarely pull uncool moves as a dad. That's like, is she as hot as Mommy? It's like, of course he's going to go, ew, Daddy.
All right. Love you. Sorry to put you on the spot. Let me talk to Mama again, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Buddy.
Oh, that great game.
Oh, he handed me some.
Yeah, no, I wanted to talk to you again.
You know, I'm sure she was just being goofy, you know, being silly and kind of had a couple drinks. I know I'm silly with I had a couple drinks. But as often as I've had a couple drinks, I would never give a young boy my card and say, call me sometime.
I think that's the one
that
fact
is the one
very unusual.
And maybe, you know, maybe she wanted to bite off a piece of that.
Bart is exactly right. That is hitting on somebody.
Yeah, well, he's a good-looking kid.
You know, whether she was just being silly or not.
We should have him tested for crabs. We might have to buy the boy some rubbers.
You know, if you're not in a work environment, there's only one reason to hand somebody your card.
I kind of agree with that.
So I'm with you, honey.
All right.
Listen, we had one other real awkward family moment today, and that was when my wife, Rita, my wonderful wife of almost 19 years, had the opportunity to call my first wife, Dawn.
Ooh, really?
And if ever there is an awkward moment that I want no part of, it is my wife, my life partner,
yes,
talking to the first hoe that I married.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right?
I didn't want a part of this.
Wait, what were the circumstances around that?
The circumstances were that there was a bill
mm-hmm.
for Amy that we agreed that we would pay.
Right.
And I got a, you know, and why is it like this with an ex-wife? No, I haven't seen the bitch for 20 years. She can't just pick up the phone and call and say, hey, I didn't get this money. Or she can't send a letter. She has to send a goddamn certified letter.
Uh-huh.
So we got to go down to the post office and we got to sign for it. It's a whole big rigmarole saying, hey, we didn't get this. So I gave it to Frida because Frida pays the bills. And
right.
I said, did you pay this bill? And she went on. She said, yes, I did. And then I said, well, good. Well, call her. Call her and tell her.
Because
I don't want to call her. So Frida got balls. She picked the phone up and...
What do I care? I mean, and I'm sure she's a very nice... It's like 20 years past your marriage.
I know.
I care if I talk to her or not?
But that's... I still think that's ballsy.
I wouldn't...
I think there are a lot... No, there are a lot of wives that wouldn't do that.
I know women that that socialize with their husband's ex-wives.
Yeah,
I've had nothing together. We could, like, trade war stories if she ever wanted to get together.
Yeah, I bet you have a lot more than she does. I didn't know her that long, honey.
I know, but she had you at the worst time when you were the youngest, before you had matured at all.
Yeah, she had me at the best time, really. You know, before I learned all my bad habits.
Oh, well, maybe so.
Anyway, I just thought that was incredibly ballsy of you.
I agree. I think that's terrific.
Well, she did not actually speak to my ex-wife. She left her voicemail.
Mm-hmm. I left her our message. I mean, our telephone number. I don't know if you've never given her our telephone number. It said, call me. You know, why wouldn't I chat with her?
Did you end the conversation? Did by any chance, when you were leaving the message, did you end the message with, okay, then, well, listen, he's still very successful and life is great. We'll talk to you later and good luck at the sewage treatment plant.
Oh, you know what? She's moved.
Really?
She lives in Minnesota now. She no longer lives in Wisconsin.
Really?
And you know what? I find it wise not to brag to an ex-wife that you are successful
if there could be any financial repercussions anywhere along the line.
That's probably best that my ex-wife doesn't know anything.
I think I'd rather downplay that.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But she would probably have an idea that you're doing okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you try to keep it a secret, but you're on the radio.
I know, but she lives like up in Nanook of the North. I mean, she might be living in a cave somewhere.
Oh, really? So she's out of the sewage treatment plant.
I guess, but I guess there's sewage treatment plants in Minnesota.
I would think so. Yeah. Well, you know, if it's that far north, maybe they just go outside.
You got some balls.
Well, I always spoke to her machine, and she has a very lovely voice, which you imitate people by Yahir, you know, Adair, that kind of thing.
Does.
That's what I expected to talk to.
Honey, she's got that. She's got, hi, this is Dawn Dare from Wisconsin Dare.
I was expecting that message.
You know what? We better send him a certified letter there, to make sure that he gets it, to make sure that we get the money, even though he's paid every single goddamn cent for the last 20 years. We better make sure that we send it certified. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, I got a voicemail from the Frieder.
Jesus, you're a better man than me. There's no way I want to talk to her.
No, Sugar, you're just a big chicken.
I know it. I don't want to talk to her. There's a reason that she and I were only married for the small period of time we were married.
Mm-hmm. Sugar, it's been 20 years.
I know, but still, it's the greatest mistake of my life. Next to letting KHTK run our show. That is the second greatest mistake of my life, was marrying that woman.
You are a man that carries a grudge, aren't you?
I do.
Sorry.
And besides, if I'd stayed with her, I never would have met you.
Well, you might have met me.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have gotten together.
Well, we might have.
You never know.
Maybe. No, we
wouldn't. Power of love, just like Huey Lewis sings.
Hey, but you were kind of like Bart when I met you, kind of like that 15-year-old boy, kind of cute. I might have given you my business card.
All right, I love you.
All right, goodbye.
And listen, hey, hold on. When we have our anniversary, which is going to be in a couple of weeks, is that 19 or 20?
Yeah, that's not the... You still have time to save for the 20.
So it's in the 19th coming up?
Right.
All right, guys.
This 20th, I know silver is what, 25th?
25th, I think.
What's 20th?
I don't know. We're having a freaking party,
20th
though.
20th is
copper,
home mortgage, I believe. Second mortgage.
Second mortgage.
Home equity loan.
Oh, second mortgage. She wants a big gift.
All right, honey. I'll see you.
All right, love you. Bye.
I love you. Goodbye.
Tell her you do it all over again. Give her an appliance.
She just picked the phone up. She said, I'll call her.
Yeah.
I said, man, you got balls.
That is ballsy.
I said, there's no way that I would, you know, if Frieda had been married before, there's no way I would pick up the phone and call her. Hey, Bobby or Freddie, whatever his name is.
If you called her, it'd be like Wally Cleaver, you know. Hello, Dawn. I'm sorry. Frieda mailed that check. This is Frieda's friend. She come down with something unexpected.
Jesus Christ. The X.
Yeah, it's weird.
The current talks to the X.
Yeah, scary. Yeah. I'm just glad that I don't have a young one with my ex. Because with that, I don't know.
You'd have to have contact with her.
I don't say this to be cruel or to be mean. Uh-huh. I don't know where this person lives, or where this person is, or whether this person is remarried, or whether this person is within the confines of the United States.
And that's a great feeling, isn't it?
It's a feeling of really moving on with your life. You know, I think sometimes, you know, when you share something with somebody, you're a little curious, but I think it's kind of just as well. Mm-hmm. You know, things didn't work out, you go your separate way. And I wonder sometimes, you know, if this person got remarried, but it's not relating to the alimony right now, so it doesn't matter. You know, that's all done.
Don't look back.
Yeah, don't look back. Ever forward.
That's why I got flipped out. When I went to the mailbox, I said, oh, Jesus, I said to Frieda right away, why is Dawn sending us a certified letter? She said, why don't you just go down to the post office and get it and you'll find out. I said, no.
No.
Let's talk about it first. What could she be sending us a certified letter about?
Before you even opened it?
No, this is before, because we weren't at home.
We had to go to the post office, right?
We had the little pink slip. Oh. And we had to go down to the post office and get it and figure it out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, I mean, certified letters, really? What are they other than correspondence based on mistrust?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. There, you know, right. I don't trust you to tell me that you didn't get it, so I've got to have a record of the fact that you picked it up.
Correct. 100% correct. That's exactly how that's why I was pissed, and that's why I didn't want to talk to her, because whenever the issue of money has come up for Amy, We've always been there.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there every single time with more than is required.
Right. So, if something wasn't received, as opposed to just calling or sending a regular letter.
Send a certified letter.
Send a certified letter.
Pissed me off.
I don't blame you.
Really did.
Damn cunny.
get over it.
I know.
It's just.
Well, see, you know, you would say that's been 20 years, but you're still in this person's life. You're involved in this person's life. By sending the certified letter, it's not hold. I don't consider. I feel like I'm enabling you now to get angry at her, and I should do that.
No. I would be angry whether I talk to you or not about it.
Because you and I are the only ones of our merry band here that have been down the road one time that I can empathize with you on this, and it is not holding a grudge because that is something that was done to you recently.
And in one way, I'll tell you, that's why Frida is so freaking great. It's one of the reasons I love her so much, because I know that when my wife comes back to her job, my ex-wife comes back to her job at the sewage plant or whatever the hell she's doing now, when she picks up her voicemail and it's Frida's confident voice saying, hello, Dawn, this is Frida. Received your letter. Say, according to my records, I paid that bill. If you need any more information, call me at blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Click.
That's back in her court.
Yeah, you're kind of proud of her. Yes. Oh, no, there's no doubt about it.
It's very cool.
She's the man. My wife is the man.
You're in the corner crying.
Why? I was sitting at the kitchen table today, and Frida said to me, your body language looks like when the ratings come out.
Ooh.
And I said, well, you're picking up the phone to call Dawn. It's like, it's some weird, you're violating some law of nature.
Sure.
Just picking up the phone to talk to her like that.
It's probably a similar feeling to like when a woman is being fought over between two men. You know, when they're two guys and the woman's over there just going, the two guys go at it. I mean, you're both exhilarated, repelled.
Yes.
Same time.
It's like a car wreck almost.
Mm-hmm.
Something was bad about it, but at the same time something was good about it.
That's right.
I'm proud of my woman.
Yeah. It's just, you know, my feeling about the exes and the whole nine yards. The certified letter was the big F-U.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Absolute.
Bingo.
Come on, let's. Who are we kidding here?
Right.
Maybe it's not. It doesn't need to be certified, or a phone call could be made.
Right.
But there wasn't.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for understanding.
I understand. You know, this is one area where we both have been there.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
You got to watch Millionaire last night.
I'm so past the Millionaire show.
Yeah, the guy from Alney won $1 million. Like, whipped through it.
You know what? BFD, I'm just not into the Millionaire show anymore.
You know, I love this area, and we got great fans here in Washington, D.C. It's really wonderful. But, you know, there are so many people from this area on the Millionaire show. There's no novelty to it. This is becoming a phenomenally overpopulated area.
Mm-hmm.
And
all
you
right.
get, and it's an area where people have a lot of disposable income. They got a lot of time to do this kind of stuff, and you're going to see that.
Yeah,
you're going to see a lot of people from this area on those TV shows.
It was a 24-year-old, lived with his mommy and daddy.
Maybe he doesn't have a lot of disposable income.
Big loser, 24, lives with his mommy and daddy. We should call us up. I mean, that's what I'd be interested in. I'm interested in the guy who won the $1 million on Regis, called us up and said, hey, I listened to your show. I'd like to talk to you about it.
And Regis farted right at the last question.
Regis touched me in an inappropriate way.
Yeah.
Regis was bad touch with me.
Very bad touch.
So are you confident?
And just a little goose.
Hello. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, Don.
Buddy.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Yesterday you mentioned the skin condition you had. I know you mentioned it today again. But I had the same condition, and I want to know what the medication was, if you can mention it again.
Well, sure, but it's a prescription.
I know, but I'm going to the doctor, and I want to see how goofy he is, and see what he gives me.
No, Rob, it's not Gold Bond. Hand me my bag, will you? I mean, I have my ointment with me.
Oh, good.
Gold Bond.
Yeah, I've had this since, like, last summer.
Oh, my God.
Went away for the winter, but then it came back again.
Didn't your doctor say if you went untreated for more than 3 months, you'd die?
And my head would explode.
There you go.
It's called Elocon, E-L-O-C-O-N.
E-L-O-C-O-N.
But I'm telling you, this doctor gave me a prescription for it.
I'm going.
And he looked inside my butt first, if that means anything to you.
The last thing he gave me was Aveeno cream and what's that stuff for the Claritin. And that didn't help at all.
Doesn't sound like the same thing.
Claritin, no. I had a form of sun poisoning.
Yeah, that's what I've got. It's on the sides of my arm, like, because I drive my truck and...
Ask your doctor...
Sorry?
Ask your doctor about Provacol.
Provacol?
Is it Zovirax?
What is the herpes commercial that I see on TV?
Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Is it Provacol?
The guy says, now I only have to take 2 pills a day.
I know, because, taking the 8 pills a day was tremendously inconvenient. If it wasn't convenient for you to jump in the rack with somebody.
Like having open, oozing sores on your genitals is not inconvenient enough. I got news for you. If my nuts are oozing, I'll take 20 pills a day.
Absolutely.
Right? How much of an inconvenience can it be?
You see the people. And then you see that one commercial where there are all these couples walking around. And you're wondering, do they both have, like, the open sores down there?
Well, they have to hook up with each other.
Yeah.
You have to go, like, to the Herpes Anonymous or something. A herpy man finds a herpy woman.
And they have to, on all those commercials, they have to read all the side effects. You know, may cause headaches, nausea, your head's going to explode, whatever. And it may not work.
Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is Rusty in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yes, hello, Rusty.
The girl who was trying to pick your husband up, son up.
Right.
Could have been playing a game with her husband. I don't know. I've heard of people doing it where they try to pick up someone. They don't go any further than that, but they try to pick them up and just to prove that they still can.
All right, thank you. Insightful call. Thank you, Rusty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Interesting. You know, when you get calls from the Carolinas, you usually can get answers to all your questions.
Sure can, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that guy had herpes.
There's a new one out. There's a new one, like, with the lady that's a boxer. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Lady that's the boxer who, really looks like she has herpes.
But other than her, most of the people in the herpes commercials...
Mm-hmm.
Like, the girls are hot.
Yeah. Well, the blonde girl, I don't think. The blonde girl looks like she smells offensive.
No, the one at the very end of the herpes commercial,
yeah,
the blonde girl?
When she's all excited, and then there she goes, running off to a man again.
I think she's cute.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Herpes girl's cute. Yeah, Don and Mike show.
Herpes girl.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey,
Mike, have you seen Me, Myself, and Irene yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay, did you stay to the very end and see the very last scene of the movie?
I might not have. I saw the cow...
No, it's the very end of the movie where they're looking for, I didn't want to, if you want to rewatch it, but they're looking for his finger. It's just before the lights come up.
No, I didn't see that.
You know what?
If you go to Scary Movie,
don't say it because
the lights come up again.
Frida will kill me because at the end of Me, Myself, and Irene.
You said, let's go.
I said, let's go. And she wanted to look at the names of all the extra people that had been in the movie.
And I got halfway through that thinking they were going to do something funny like they did with Something About Mary. But then after the 18th person was listed, I said, okay, enough of that. And, I just don't think that's fair. If you're going to do something after the credits, get to the funny part.
What did they do with the guy's finger?
Well, they were all in the lake looking for it, and Whitey had his thing, and he's looking, and he says, I found it, and he dove back in there, and a trout came up and ate it. I mean, it was, doesn't sound funny, but at the time it was.
Okay, thank you. You're right about that.
Scary Movie 2 has a movie at the very end of the movie, too.
Oh, Scary Movie does?
Wait, good. At the very end of the credits there.
They're all doing it. They're all doing it.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys heard the story about the guy who won $1 million through the M&M wrapper and is in jail and can't collect the money.
Oh, you know what? I saw the prison guard on TV today who gave the guy the M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
It's out in Utah. Some guy is in prison. And he had been a good boy. He had done his job or something, his job around the prison.
Right.
And to pay him...
He gave $1 million.
No. To pay him, whoever the guard is... Like, bought all this candy and junk.
Oh, really?
And she gave this, she said, because you swept up the yard or whatever you did, here's a pack of M&Ms. The guy in prison opens up the M&Ms, boom, he wins $1 million.
Yes, does he get to keep it?
I guess he has to, right? That's perfectly...
It hasn't been decided yet. He got one of the bags of candy that has the weird colored M&Ms in it.
Yeah.
But M&M Mars says there's like 1 million of those bags out there, but only one of them is the $1 million winner. So whether or not he's won the million has nothing to do with the fact that he's in jail. It's just that it hasn't been officially determined by the company yet.
Well, the girl on TV, the girl who was his prison guard, said that inside the bag of M&M's, she was on Good Morning America today, that it said, instant winner, $1 million.
Hmm.
And they even said on Good Morning America that he had decided he was going to take $50,000 a year as opposed to the lump sum payment.
Right. So being in prison does not affect whether he gets the prize.
No,
right?
A prisoner
anybody else can get the prize.
Sure. Hmm. And we hope that guy eventually sends a love letter to Charlie Stassi.
He will. And maybe he'll send a check.
God bless America.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don Mike.
Yeah, buddy.
How you doing, buddy?
Buddy.
Ocean City.
Yes, hi, John.
Hey, I wanted to ask, yesterday we were talking about that Terry Hatcher commercial. Have you all seen the new Melissa Milano? Where she's in that wetsuit with the weightlifters.
Melissa Milano?
Yeah.
Melissa Milano. I don't know. I was listening to my Alyssa Etheridge tape last night.
And I love Alyssa Manchester from way back, like in the 70s.
Yeah. No, you know, from, what's her name? What's her name? Sam, when it was, you're playing with Tony Danza and them guys.
Do you understand why we're doing that?
No, I'm sorry,
it's because, no, that was Mike.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Mike.
It's because Melissa Milano's name is Alyssa Milano.
Oh, Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I apologize, guys.
It's not Melissa.
No, it's not Alyssa. It's Alyssa.
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 Alyssa. Hey, are you Alyssa Milano? I love you on the Tony Danza show. I have herpes. I used to have to take 8 pills a day. It was very inconvenient. Now I just take 2.
I don't have no more sores. And I sure do like the A-list of Milano.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Last call. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike?
Great, my friend.
I got a question. I need some advice.
Right.
I work all day long. I just want to go out with the friends on Friday. What do you do when your wife doesn't want you to do that?
You do what your wife says.
Mm-hmm. Do what your wife says?
Yeah, thank you.
It's kind of a drag, but that's the way you got to do it.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye. Thank you. Glad we could help.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. That's how I managed to have this second marriage be so
that's
successful.
That's the only thing you do, I mean.
For 19 years.
We've surprised him. He was looking for the permission from us. Right. He was going to use us.
I'm not really looking for permission from you guys, I mean.
No, I know, but you were looking for a little moral support to go out with your buddies on Friday night.
No, do what your old lady says.
It's his last day at work, too.
Do what your old lady says.
When's the last time you went out with the boys?
I never go out with them.
Then why is it such a problem to go out one time?
I don't know.
What did she say? What did she say exactly?
Exactly. I mean...
Exactly?
Exactly.
Okay, well, she said that I don't like them. I don't see why you got to go out with them.
No, that wasn't exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't exactly at all.
Thank you.
I was. I'm serious.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
How many herpes pills a day do you have to take?
do you take the 8 or the 2?
Well, if I had it, I would take the 2. I'd prefer the 2 over the 8.
Right, because it's so much less convenient to take 8 over 2.
Are there going to be women in this group?
A few from work. I mean,
okay, all right. God, you're dumb.
I am. You're right.
You're really
right.
Dumb.
I should just do what my wife says.
Right.
Well,
Jesus.
I was thinking.
How come there's so many stupid people out there? Listen, you should get into radio station management. You should be the next program director of KHTK. You are so bass backwards.
Is that a job offer?
Goodbye.
Oh, that made me laugh.
Goodbye.
He's going to tell his buddies that he goes out with Friday night in spite of his wife's wishes.
I got a radio job offer.
Okay, enough.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know why so many dumb people call us for advice when our lives are quite obviously just a total mess.
Absolutely. And don't try to, you know, measure us. Because, I mean, we don't have it together.
Right. Listen, you won't find two more pussy-whipped guys in the world than me and Mike.
Absolutely.
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Put that on my tombstone.
Yes, baby.
Let's try to give away the money. We do have $500 with a brand new Secret Sound number 6.
Great Secret Sound.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now. You got a shot at the money. And then we will talk to... Harry Brown,
the libertarian candidate for the presidency of the United States.
Yay. That's right. It's not a goof. We'll really talk to him in just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike.
Where are you?
Okay, fine.
Thank you very much. Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
America's favorite turgid talkers, Don and Mike.
All right, here we are with the show. Tapping Touch Tones in Time. Right now. Right now. The call number 100. Hello, Don and Mike. Here. Hello. Am I doing this right? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I was calling for caller 100.
Right, that's you. What's your name, my friend?
Scott.
Hi, Scott. Where are you from?
I'm from Annapolis.
Scott, call number 100, and you've won a 20-minute prepaid long-distance phone card from Sprint PCS.
Sweet.
Go to www.sprintpcs.com for information on long-distance phone service. Have you heard the new secret sound?
I missed it earlier.
All right. It's not a stapler and it's not a briefcase, okay?
All right.
And all I can tell you, because I don't know what it is either, is it's a real good sound.
We'll play it for you now. Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Give you one more free listen. The brand new secret sound. That is worth $500. Please, for the love of Christ, don't say stapler or briefcase.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. What is it?
Was that the lock on a dishwasher?
No, that is a decent guess.
Good guess.
Thank you, my friend. And don't forget that every guess is
for
a
you.
For you. For you. All right, now, why does it always happen like this? I think that the guy, the libertarian for president...
Harry Brown.
...is on a satellite, and I think Leah's on the phone at the same time.
Mm.
Let me go to... Hey, Leah? Hello?
Yes, Harry Brown here.
Oh, hold on, I got you. Hold on. Hold. I put that on hold, uh-huh. And I do this.
And now, do we have presidential candidate Harry Brown on the line?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I hear him now.
The next president of the United States, Harry Brown.
President Harry Brown.
Hi, Harry.
Hello there. If not the next president, at least the man who should be president.
Absolutely. We couldn't agree more.
Now, you're a libertarian, right?
That's right. I want you to be free to live your life as you want to live it, not as Al Gore or George Bush thinks is best for you.
Are you a kukula?
Kukula? What's a kukula?
Do you advocate, like, the complete overthrow of the United States, reducing the government to rubble, and populating the citizenry with your own offspring?
No, I don't think I'd go quite that far. But I do want to set you free. I would like to make it possible for you to keep every dollar you earn so you can spend it, save it, give it away as you see fit, not as the politicians think is good for you.
I get the feeling that and I'm going to count you in the three major presidential candidates, Bush, Gore, and Brown. I would say that you, sir, are the most desperate because you are on this show. Do you realize what type of show you're on right now?
I'm on with a couple of friendly guys who are just trying to do good.
Wow, you've been misinformed. You've got to fire your campaign staff.
Am I pandering enough?
Have you thought about this ticket? Harry Brown, Sam Huff.
Sam Huff. No, I'm sorry, I don't know him. I was thinking of Brown and Don and Mike, but I guess that won't work either.
Yeah, we think Sam Huff because it would be... Sam Huff would make a good vice president. That was just a campaign idea that we have. Sam Huff, former football player, now a broadcaster, be a wonderful candidate.
I have a couple of things that are important to me that maybe you can address if you were to become president, sir.
Sure.
Are you familiar with the DirecTV satellite service?
I know what it is.
Okay. Do you know that now, to buy an X-rated movie, they charge you $8.99? It's gone from $6.99 to $7.99 to $8.99, when in fact, most right-thinking Americans, like myself, face it, we watch the movie for 2 minutes and we're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
What is your feeling on getting DirecTV to back down the rates on their porno channel?
Well... If we had the power, politicians have the power to do something like that, then, of course, they have the power to censor your broadcast, to decide what you can say on the air. They have the power to come in and regulate the size of your toilet. They have the power to do all these other things. So we always have to be very, very careful about what we ask politicians to do.
So you advocate no involvement in anything.
Well, the federal government was set up to create national defense, the judiciary, and a few other limited functions. And if we just limited the government to those things, we wouldn't need an income tax because tariffs and excise taxes would be more than enough to take care of national defense.
Would you let us say the F word on the radio?
I would think that you should not be censored in any way, and I think that people either have to regulate their own lives or else turn them over to the politicians.
Amen.
And we've seen what happens.
Bully, that deserves a bully.
We like that.
And we see what happens when we turn our lives over to politicians.
What is your stance on another one of my pet projects,
Leisure camps for senior citizens.
Leisure camps for senior citizens.
This is where you get people in our society who are really no longer productive members, and you put them to work in what I like to call leisure camps.
Where they would have fun and be productive. Well, but you'd have to talk to George Bush or Al Gore about that, because they want to run the world. They want to run everybody's life. They want to decide how much of your money you should put aside for retirement, what kind of school your children should go to, how your doctor should treat you. They want to make all of those kind of decisions. So I'm sure they would be glad to consider the leisure camp idea. But me, I just want to leave you alone. I want to leave the senior citizens alone.
Who
I want people
favorite
to be able to live their lives the way they want to live it, not the way I think is best.
Who is your favorite friend on the TV show Friends? Who is your favorite friend?
I guess Chandler is the funniest.
Yeah. Would you abolish the national speed limit? Or the state speed limit, or all speed limits, if you were president.
No, whoever owns the road should set the speed limit, and right now those are the state governments, so they should set the speed limit.
Oh, bummer.
But the federal government should have nothing to do with it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the thing on DirecTV? $8.99 for one porno is an awful lot.
Well, I'm sorry, you're hitting me with something I've never given any thought to before, so I can't comment intelligently.
Are you married, sir?
Yes, I am.
How long?
15 years in November.
How would you feel about taking our sex quiz?
I'm not so sure I'd feel comfortable about it, but you can try me and I'll just decline to state.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's 14 questions, and we give this to a variety of celebrity on our show. You would be the first ever politician to take the quiz.
Have we ever had another politician? No, I don't think we've ever had a politician of any kind. No.
Well, you don't really have one now. I'm the non-politician who's trying to take politics out of your life.
So we will ask you the questions, and if you don't care to answer them, you will say, I decline?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Question number one, Harry Brown.
I decline.
Libertarian for president. Have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
I decline.
He declines.
I would like to point out that when you decline, most of our listeners would assume that the answer is yes.
They can do that if they choose, but the fact of the matter is I would not discuss that. I would not discuss any part of it. I would not discuss any part of any intimate relationship I have with my wife or anything before.
Have you ever had sex while menstruating? have you ever had a...
I'd say I declined, but then you'd say that means
that would
yes.
be yes, yes, of course.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
I decline. I'm afraid I'm going to decline all of these, and I might as well tell you that the answer is probably no to all of them, but I still decline because it's not fit to discuss these things in public.
Oh, so you don't believe in discussing
it? Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on. You're the same guy who just said that we could say the F word on the radio.
I'm not telling you. You can't discuss them in public.
Oh, it's your own personal opinion.
I just think that it's unfit for me to discuss them in public.
Oh, it's your... Okay. I understand that.
Without answering these questions, could you just tell us, do you have a healthy sex life with your wife?
I love my wife very much, and I am very fortunate to be still romantically in love with her after 15 years.
That's a very nice way of putting it.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think she is hotter than either Mrs. Bush or Mrs. Gore?
I decline to state.
That is important to me because I think it's important that America has a good-looking president and a good-looking first lady.
Not that it's been any kind of national tradition.
My wife is a lovely woman, and I enjoy just sitting at the dinner table looking at her.
Have you run for president before?
In 1996, I was the Libertarian candidate. This is my second and final run.
Your second and final run? What would happen, really? You know you're not going to win. You know you don't have a chance of winning.
It's a very long shot. Let's establish that at the outset.
Have you ever thought to yourself, really, that, if you woke up in the morning and something happened, and the headline said, Brown wins presidency in unprecedented upset, what the hell would you do?
Well, 20 years ago, I might have said the first thing I'd do is resign, but I'm more determined now. I would go to Washington. I would do all the things that a president has the ability to do to take government out of your life, but that no president in my lifetime has done. For example, on the first day in office, from the inauguration platform, I would grant an unconditional pardon to every federal prisoner who's in prison on a drug offense charge that was nonviolent.
Well, you may have just gotten my vote.
Well, we need to empty the prisons of all these people who have never done harm to anybody else and make
Christ,
room for
where
the
were
murderers,
you 3 years
rapists,
ago?
And child molesters.
Where were you 3 years ago when I needed you? Jesus Christ.
He's got a vote right now. Harry, who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I never thought about that. I'm sorry, I'm stumped.
Who's your favorite?
You finally asked a question I can't answer.
Who's your favorite female movie star?
Oh, boy. You know, I watch movies all the time. I ought to have a favorite, shouldn't I?
Sure, absolutely. You take your time, sir.
Who is your favorite female movie star?
You're a presidential candidate. We'll give you all the time you want.
Yeah, you know, when I get off this phone, I'm going to think of three that are... Oh, you know, I like Gwyneth Paltrow. It seems like all her movies turn out to be good movies.
What is the capital of Wyoming?
It's not Cheyenne, is it?
Yes, it is Cheyenne.
Oh, it is Cheyenne?
It is Cheyenne.
I think a president should know that. What is the capital of West Virginia?
Charlottesville?
No.
Charleston.
Charleston. You are 0 for 2. I'll give you an easy one.
Yeah. Why California?
What is the capital of Massachusetts?
Boston.
Okay.
Bravo.
You're 1 for 3 on knowing your states and capitals.
But you know, I have to tell you, about 3 months ago, I would have said Concord. And then I was in Boston recently and saw the state capital and said, oh, you know, I thought this state capital was in Concord.
Have you named your running mate yet?
Yes, I haven't named him, but we had our convention just the weekend before this past weekend, and I was received the Libertarian nomination, and Art Olivier, who is the former mayor of Bellflower, California, is the vice presidential candidate.
Fantastic. When you have your convention, do you wear hats?
Some of the people do.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think should replace Kathy Lee Gifford?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
He likes the Gwyneth Paltrow.
Do you watch the Today Show, Good Morning America, or the CBS show?
I don't watch any of them because when I'm not running for president, I get up about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Really?
You get up?
Yes, and I go to bed about 4 or 5 in the morning, and I don't stay up quite late enough to watch the Today Show.
Boy, Dracula for president.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Why do you stay up so late when you're not running for president?
I don't know. It's just always been my way, and when I have to get up early in the morning, I don't find it very suitable. When you're running for president, you don't have any choice. I'm doing shows at 7 o'clock in the morning and, you know, and shows at midnight at the same time, too. So, who knows? Maybe that's why I'm so grouchy. Am I grouchy?
No, you seem very nice. What do you do to relax?
I love music. I love movies. I don't usually go to the theater. We usually go to Blockbuster and rent some movies.
What's your favorite band?
Band?
Yes.
Well, I guess the New York Philharmonic doesn't qualify.
No, come on. Give me a contemporary band.
I'm sorry. I'm not into contemporary music.
He doesn't like
classical music, opera, and operetta.
Do you like the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
Well, it's funny you say that. My niece loves both of those, and those are probably the only two bands I could have named, but I've never heard them myself.
Do you play sports?
I did when I was younger. I played basketball. I'm 6'4".
Wow, you're tall.
And I used to love to play tennis, too.
And you don't play anymore?
No.
Okay.
Idea of outdoor sports now is to watch a movie with the window open.
Do you take Viagra?
No.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't have answered that either.
You should have declined.
You caught me by surprise.
You should have declined.
Snuck one in on you. Could you beat up Ross Perot?
He's 6'4". I'd say he'd probably be able to, right?
Well, if Ross Perot didn't strike a blow at me, I'd have no reason to beat him up.
Are you a beer man, a wine man, or a cocktail man?
Wine.
Wine?
Yeah.
Merlot, red, or white?
I drink red wine because it's good for your heart. I every night when I finish work, I fix myself a sandwich and have a glass of red wine. I like Merlot.
Who is the American politician that, in your opinion, represents everything that you are against?
There are so many, and I have to choose among them?
Yeah, choose one. Who would be the point person? Who would be the most... big government guy, the guy that represents the, you know, government in your face. Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter.
Well, the thing is that Bill Clinton is like that, but he's actually been good for this country because there was no fooling around about it. You knew he was trying to take over the healthcare system. You knew he was doing all these things. But Republicans come to you and say, hey, we're for smaller government. We think you ought to be able to keep your own money. And then they go to Washington and do exactly the same thing. So, in effect, the Republicans are even more dangerous than the Democrats.
Well, then,
the Republicans pretend to be on your side.
Then I'll ask you one legitimate question, since you're probably not going to win. You probably know that. I'll ask you, if you had to choose between the two of them, who would you go for, Clinton or Bush?
I didn't choose. For 30 years, I didn't vote at all because I couldn't see any reason to try to decide which big government candidate I should vote for.
Would you let Bobby Brown out of prison right now? I know he's out on some kind of temporary thing, but would you let Bobby Brown out?
I'm sorry, you're talking about somebody I haven't heard of.
Whitney Houston's husband.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know anything about it.
Do you think Whitney needs to get into rehab?
That I don't know anything about.
Do you think Roger Clemens was throwing at Mike Piazza in the head?
I don't make decisions for other people.
Mm. Do you advocate the death penalty?
No, but it doesn't really matter because the president really is in no position to make any decisions regarding executions. We haven't had a federal execution in this country since the 50s.
How would you feel about a plan that I've often thrown out on this show where there would be a button I could press and I would only do it once a day? If there was a caller who really pisses off, I could press a button and immediately send some kind of voltage down the phone line.
How do you line up on that? Mr. Brown.
I would simply hang up. That's the right that you have at all times. You can turn this program off if you find it offensive. You don't have to go to the government or to politicians and give them the power to run your life trying to run Don and Mike's life.
Okay, but what about giving me the power if someone calls this show and is an annoying caller, that I am able to hit a button and send an electrical charge through the telephone that shocks that person? How do you stand on that?
I don't think you need that. All you have to do is hang up. That's what you should be telling your listeners. If they don't like you, they can turn off your show.
I strive to punish them, though.
Well, you know, if he's a libertarian, he would probably advocate the fact that if you warned the listeners and you said, I have this electrical charge, you can do whatever you want, right?
That's true.
There you go.
But I would not want to resort to violence under any circumstances unless my life were threatened.
Okay.
Right. Have you ever had your life threatened?
No, fortunately.
Very good.
Have you J.O.'d today?
No, but I'm not sure I know what you mean.
If you knew what it means, if you knew what it meant, you'd probably decline.
I just tried to slip another one of those sex questions in on you.
We just snuck it back into the sex quiz because that's kind of what our show revolves around quite often.
Are you a fan of sex, though, in general?
A friend of mine once had a woman say, I agree with you libertarians on everything except legalizing prostitution. And my friend said, well, you know, prostitution is just a combination of sex and free enterprise. Which of those two things do you object to?
You're for the legalization of prostitution.
Well, obviously outlawing it hasn't done any good. There are prostitutes all over any given American city. And, of course, trying to tell other people what they can do with their lives between consenting adults and never achieves anything except police corruption, violence, and all kinds of other things that we don't want.
He's for legalized prostitution.
He is. He's Harry Brown, everybody.
Wonderful, and you've been very nice to talk to us.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and to your listeners. And, you know, if you really want to know about things like immigration or trade or anything like that,
go
to my website at harrybrown.org or call my campaign at 1-800-777-2000.
Harry, do you have a slogan?
Yes, vote for me.
Speaking of websites, have you ever been to scatlovers.com?
No, I haven't.
Very good.
Check it out. It's one of my faves.
Absolutely. Well, very nice. Very nice of you to talk to us.
Thank you, Harry.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sweet. See what he does now. Just me. I don't hear anything.
He's still just sitting there.
I know. I think so. We always wait because of my thing. A-holes. Who got this interview?
How did they know to ask me about J.O.ing? Who told them?
Wait, has he walked out of the room?
No, I bet he's still sitting there.
No, that was me doing that. I'm sorry. Hi, Charlie.
What?
Hello.
Yeah. What?
Charlie Bruno just came in.
I was going to say, I think all you're hearing is an open line, but if his phone is ringing.
No, we don't. He's talking now.
I just finished the interview.
Here we go.
And it was raunchy.
He knew.
Did you hear it?
It's great eavesdropping. We can't?
Oh, yeah. All right. Somebody just turned us off.
They just turned it off anyway. They just turned it off.
It was raunchy.
Did you hear it?
He was all right.
Yeah, he was all right. He knew what he was getting.
Some big load who's never going to be president. Closest we're going to get to having one of those guys on the show. Charlie, would you please ask Leah Remini, the wonderful TV star, if she could hold on 1 second. We will be right back to talk to Leah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Timmy O'Palbrene to tell you more.
Wednesday, July 26th, the Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show comes to Element right in my hometown, Washington, D.C. Element is right by the MCI Center at 714 6th Street Northwest. There's plenty of parking, but take the red line to Gallery Place. Doors open at 5, show starts at 8, and you got to be 21. To get in. For more info, 301-840-8793 or check out clubelement.com.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
For the girls, the less clothes, the better.
Don't miss it.
You guys got a big Thanksgiving plan?
No, thank God.
It's a long weekend with nothing to do except the three F's. Food, football, and making love.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh, I don't know where the music is. Sans music. It's dry, Robbie.
I appreciate your input.
There we go. Hit a dry hole, everybody.
They'll see you in Toledo.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me see if lovely Leah's online. Lovely Leah? Hello?
Hello?
Leah?
Leah?
Hello? Leah?
Are the microphones still turned off?
The microphones are on.
No, I mean as far as the, so they pick
oh,
on the
you're
phone.
Oh, right. You're right. You're right. Leah?
Hello?
There she is. I'm sorry. You're actually right. From when we were listening to Harry Brown.
Absolutely. Hi, Leah.
Hi, guys.
Hey, sweetie. Oh, let me play you in now.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program, The King of Queens, Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini, ladies and gentlemen.
There she is, TV star Leah Remini. Your MTV Say What karaoke appearance.
It was good. You didn't watch?
It was on yesterday when our show was on.
Oh, you couldn't tape it?
Well, I asked Charles Broyhill to tape it.
Did anybody tape it?
I gave them explicit orders. It was
anyway,
on...
I was like on for 2 seconds the whole two shows.
Why?
Well, because that's all you get to do. I mean, basically they ask you, you know, you're judging, you know, the people who are doing their thing. So there's three judges there, so you only have a second to say what you want to say.
Were you the biggest star of the three? Who are the other two judges?
The other two judges were the drummer from Blink 182.
Yeah, okay, you're more famous than him.
Well, I don't know about that.
You are.
And then the guys from 9 Days that sing, "This is the story of the girl."
You're more famous than them, too.
You were the
big...
Yeah, you were the megastar there.
Yes. Yes, you're the big fish there.
You were the mainstream star.
All right. Well, they were nice boys. Really nice.
You know, I saw that... when was it? Was it last week when your show was on after Survivor or Big Brother or something like that, when the King of Queens was like number 13 or 14 in the ratings or something like that?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
I think come fall, you're going to find that everybody's kind of going to look forward to getting back to some real traditional programming, some sitcom stuff. And I think I do. I think that's going to happen. I think it's been the summer of this reality programming, and I think people will be ready for some sitcoms.
So when you do this MTV thing, did they pay you scale?
Yeah, actually, I don't even think they paid me. I think they gave me like $60 for food.
That's
really
and it's so funny because I kept saying, you know, what do these people win? Because, you know, I felt bad for them. I really wanted certain people to win.
Yeah.
And you know, they win nothing.
Is it like the spring break shows where they get all the college kids drunk and they come up and sing?
No, they don't get drunk. They just hang out there until it's their turn to get up there, and they do their thing.
Where was it? Where was it taped?
In San Diego.
San Diego on the beach?
Yeah.
Who
it was really nice.
Who was the VJ?
Dave Holmes.
Is that the fat guy?
Was he fat?
Chunky?
Not really fat.
So he's a chunky guy?
He's chubby in a handsome way.
Okay, he's the fat guy. He's the fat guy.
I always like it when you compliment chubby men.
Mm-hmm. I like chubby men.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't live with a chubby man, but you compliment.
I don't,
you
but
compliment.
When he gets too skinny, I'm not too happy about it.
There you go.
But how's that anorexia thing?
I'm getting over it. I think I'm going to have a piece of lettuce today. I'm not sure.
I want to ask you, have you talked to the producer of KO Queens about getting us on that show?
No.
How's your summer going?
But I'm going to. What's with this interview? Why are you talking to me like this?
It's weird. There seems to be a little delay happening.
Really?
A tiny little delay happening. You're on a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's that coupled with the fact that we're in a brand new studio now, and I really don't think they have all the wiring hooked up correctly.
No way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way.
Is it a swanky studio?
It's better than what we were in, but as we look around, it's like it's still half completed.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of problems with stuff not working correctly, which is why Mike and I are having like a half second delay hearing you.
You can.
Isn't that a producer's job, is to go in there and do a test show?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Charlie's fault.
Before the celebrities come in,
absolutely.
And before the personalities do their show, isn't the job of the producer to go in and do a little mock show to see if everything works?
I mean, she's on Charlie now.
That's, yeah, well, you know, he was supposed to tape her Say MTV thing, and he didn't tape it yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't believe you.
Charlie?
I listened to your interview. I cannot believe you asked him if he jerked off.
What a bore that guy is. Hey,
he's such a nice guy, and you totally abused him.
Who's going to listen to us talk to that guy seriously about politics? Please. Leah, he's kooky. Hey, Charlie, did you or did you not tape Say What Karaoke?
I did not. I was here.
See? Mm-hmm.
That's right, he was here working.
Were you asked to, Charlie?
Yes, I was.
Oh, don't lie for them.
Oh, I wouldn't.
He's the last guy that would, Leah.
I was asked, and unfortunately I was not able to go home, take the time required to set up my
VCR.
Charlie,
you weren't home yesterday or last night?
I was, but...
All right then, Charlie.
I've let you down.
Again.
You have failed me, my friend.
You let her down again.
Just say you forgot, Charlie. Don't say you weren't home. I mean, that's bullshit.
Okay. Watch it, honey.
Hey.
Watch it, honey.
I get like this when I drive, so you better be quick on that button.
That's very cool the way you stopped yourself there. You were like well into it and then pulled back.
I really was.
You pulled the
ripcord. I really was going for it. I was going to say it anyway. I was just going to say, screw it. Let him deal with it.
You want to say a bad word? I can delete it out if you want to say one.
Really?
But if you say one, you got to make it like the mother of all of them.
Because we have to hit the delay, and then you can't say one after that. Okay?
So go ahead, right now. And this will be,
I'm scared.
This will be a wacky outtake that we can play at one of our Las Vegas shows. Yeah. Go ahead,
forget
Leah.
It.
Say, like, GDMF-er.
Go ahead. Yeah, you can say, and if you want to direct it at Charlie, go. You know, feel free.
Go ahead.
No, that's all right.
Okay.
No, come on.
Yeah. She doesn't want to do it.
Come on,
no.
Say it. I dare you to.
I did it!
You did?
I didn't hear
it.
No. You did not.
No, you didn't. You were pretending your phone was breaking up.
Come on, say it. Yes. Okay, now that's good. That's good. I know that nobody got to hear that on the air.
That's right. That's why we have people come out to the Las Vegas style show.
But now we have a tape of Leah screaming GDMF-er.
Nothing you wouldn't hear. Nothing you wouldn't hear in an R-rated movie.
What are you doing now?
What's going on? You have any skinny for me or what?
No, we don't have anything.
It's just
nothing.
Summer.
Nothing. Nothing's going on? No drama? No.
No.
Horrible guests? Nothing?
No. No.
Why not?
No. We have nothing for you.
What is going on today? Could you guys get it up a little bit here?
What do you have for us? You know what, Mike?
What happened?
That is a problem that somebody told me about yesterday. See, Leah, we're having...
Did Charlie get a button to do that?
No.
Charlie,
I don't trust him. No, you didn't. You know what it is?
What?
These new microphones,
yeah.
Yeah.
If you go 30 seconds without talking, they will turn themselves off.
Yeah. Hello? Okay.
Really?
Really.
Really.
What the hell is that about?
What, Charlie?
Well, you know, I have a tendency to turn it off when I leave, and I saw this one was lit.
Oh, did you turn Mike's microphone off?
Yeah.
You turned it off. Right.
Because, yeah.
You did it on purpose.
Right.
I could tell by the way he walked out of the studio, he did something to F with me.
No, I didn't think I was effing with you.
Oh, really?
No, I just saw the lights on. I figured, huh.
Well,
but you know, with it over here, you can't hear Mike. You can't get to it.
Doesn't the studio have something built in, though, where the microphones will turn themselves off?
Yeah, oh, but that's not yours, Rob.
I just figured something out. That
Mm-mm.
And while Leah's on the phone, I want to say, you can actually control, my microphone controls are over there.
I think it's this one.
Hello?
That's
hello?
Weird.
No, it's
yeah.
the last one.
No, it's not. There, you just turned his microphone
this
off.
This one stays to here.
Oh. You just did. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, so every time I've been leaving and turning that off.
You've been turning my microphone off.
Not knowing it.
You incredible
wow.
moron.
Wow, Charlie, familiarize yourself with the studio.
Listen, yes, ma'am.
Enough with us, for goodness sakes. We're the boring disc jockeys. What are you doing? You're the Hollywood star.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
How is the star celebrating her summer?
I'm doing the house. I'm remodeling the kitchen, which is a pain in the ass. I'm never doing it again. I'm just going to buy a different house.
Are you going
fine.
Away, like to Maui or something fun like that? I mean, you know, going to some exotic location for...
No.
No?
Oh. No. Oh, I don't like to fly. You know that.
Yes. How is he?
Who?
How is him?
Angelo?
Yes, you know who I mean.
He's fine. I don't see him much. He works, in the day, and he works at night.
How's your new assistant? Have you fired her yet?
No, she's going to get fired soon.
She is?
She's mean to people.
Uh-oh.
When do you think you're going to talk to the producer of King of Queens?
Probably this week, by the end of the week.
And when do you
already put a call into him. I just didn't talk to him yet.
When do you get all geared up to do, to get ready to go back?
End of July.
Okay,
yeah.
So the vacation's actually winding down now.
Yeah, exactly. But I really haven't had a vacation.
You're not having your period today, are you?
I'm really not.
You're very together and very very easygoing today.
Are you watching?
Very boring is what I am.
Are you watching Survivor?
Am I what?
Are you watching the TV show Survivor?
Yes!
Are you really?
Yes.
Can you tell me?
Do you like it?
Yes, we love it. Who do you think will be the last one left?
All right, so my choices are the chubby guy... Rudy.
The homo or Rudy.
Right.
You know, if you want to take those two guys, that would be an interesting experiment. Of those two guys, who would you like to see be last on the island?
You know, we've said...
Honestly, I don't know why people hate Rudy so much. I mean,
I agree.
He's very outspoken. I like him.
Once again, Leah Remini and I are soulmates on an issue.
Really?
Leah, you could not be more correct.
I've said all along that Richard the gay guy is going to be the last one left.
Is that the chubby one running around naked recently?
Yes.
Right. And I like Rudy. Everybody hates Rudy, but I like the
old guy. I
don't know
why.
I like him.
I mean, he's just outspoken, and he just says, you know, people are annoying him. He says, people are annoying me.
That's right.
All right, here are the odds.
And then the chubby guy is a little kiss-ass, and he's always like, well, you know, I caught the fish, and, like, always saying what he did. We know what you did. We're watching the show, schmuck.
There is an internet gambling site that is accepting wagers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right now, Richard, the gay guy, the homo, he's the favorite, 5-2 odds.
Okay.
To be the last one left. The second favorite is Rudy at 3-1. Third favorite is Kelly. I don't know which one she is. At 4-1. Colleen at 6-1. Colleen.
I don't know any of them.
Colleen.
I'm going to have to watch it now that they merged. You know, they merged.
Right. Colleen is the girl who slept with the guy.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Right.
And then Gretchen, who is that bitch I cannot stand, the school teacher, her odds are 6-1.
Wow.
And everybody else is 3-1. That means the black guy. What's his name? Gervais?
Jervis.
I thought he was out already.
No,
he's not been voted out. Greg, Jenna, Sean, and Susan, they're all 3-1.
You know, and I've got a great idea for next summer, for some programming for next summer. It's you and Kevin, Celebrity Survivor.
Get the hell out of here.
You know, where you go on the island and you go on with the cast members. It's you
I think
and...
It's really sick, like the week they did the chicken thing and the rat thing.
It was great.
And I really don't think we need to see this.
Oh, I do. I said I thought that they should have really showed cutting the chicken's head off. Mm-hmm. They didn't go far enough with it.
That was right. I really didn't think that was right. I mean, it's like, come on. We understand it's Survivor, but it's like you couldn't give people a Big Mac or something. I mean, all the sponsorship that's going on. I mean, Carl's Jr. couldn't throw him a hamburger. They had to kill a chicken.
How about a TV show with just Jerry Stiller on an island?
Oh, wow.
Well, now that's something to watch, my friend.
Yeah, with not a stitch of clothing.
Oh, that's something to watch.
Maybe just a hot tub, Mike.
I'm tuning in.
Absolutely.
What do you think of the Big Brother show?
I like it. I'm the only one that's still watching it. I like it, though. I like everything.
Like it?
I like everything.
Like
on
about
TV.
It?
It's voyeuristic. You know, I like that.
Honey, they're not doing anything.
Didn't you see it last night?
No, I couldn't, because I was like, they're not doing it. They're
talking all day. First off, last night, the brother was hitting on
the
girl.
Let's see some damn sex. Let's see some fighting.
Okay, the brother was hitting on the girl who's the stripper.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had watched it last week, you would have seen
What brother? What do you mean?
The black guy.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, the Negro with the shaved head.
Don't say that. No, don't be an idiot.
Well, you know, I'm being...
Don't be an idiot.
I'm being hip. I say the brother, and you go, who do you mean?
I didn't know you meant the brother on the show. You were like, the brother? I was like, the brother of who?
The colored guy.
Don't be an idiot.
He was hitting on the stripper. And if you'd watched it earlier, you would have seen, the 41-year-old mom?
Oh, yeah, when she had the mask on, or she was doing some ridiculous thing with something on her head.
No, I just saw her when she was at the kitchen table, when she was telling everybody what a dick her husband is and how she's going to leave him.
She's horrible.
What?
I hate her.
Yeah. Yes! Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you've missed the best parts of that show.
But, you know, you have logged a little time with CBS programming, and that, once again, means that you are a company girl.
Yeah. I am a company gal.
It's very good.
This is getting really boring. But now that you're telling me exciting stuff is going on, I'm going to tune in again.
So where are you driving your car right now?
On Melrose.
On Melrose. Imagine that.
Doing a little shopping today?
No, I'm going to go meet my mother for lunch.
How's Mom?
Mom is doing well, thank you.
Does she still hate us?
Oh, yeah, she'll always hate you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She thinks you have a really bad attitude.
You know, she, that one time when we were there last night, that's the one memory I have, is ducking into the door and looking at your mom and really just feeling as awkward as I've ever felt in my life. And
that's my mommy.
It was her look that said, get out.
That's what she looks at Angela like that every day.
Does she really?
Yeah, she looks at me like that.
Does Angela get along? Does Angela get along with your mother?
Sometimes, you know, when she likes him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she just, you know, she's in an off mood. She goes, oh, I don't want to talk to you. Get out of my face. And then there's days that she goes, oh, Angelo, and she pinches his cheeks.
Would the words high maintenance be appropriate?
For my mom?
Yes.
No, she just goes in her, you know, she has her days where she's in a bad mood, and there's just days when she's in a good mood.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you're
high maintenance? She's just like me.
Do you think you're, well, then you've answered my question. I was going to say, do you think you're high maintenance?
I'm not high maintenance at all.
Not at all.
Either I'm hungry or I'm tired or I need a cigarette.
That's kind of high maintenance. All right,
why is that high maintenance? Now, if I said I need to have this kind of wine, I need this at this certain day, I need this kind of coffee, that's high maintenance.
Let me just say one thing. I've always considered you to be the perfect woman.
I am.
Yes.
I would agree with
you. We can all agree on that.
All right. Well,
I'm kidding. I'm far from perfect. What did you know it.
Last question. What did you wear on MTV? Did you wear anything hot?
I wore a little tight little number, actually twice I did, and then I wore a little halter top with a little belly showing. But it's so funny, I'm such an idiot. I like leaned over, so I'm like I'm in my first trimester. But screw it, I look good when I stood up. So
there you go.
Good.
Good for you. We got to get a tape of that show.
Yeah. Well, maybe right. One day our idiot producer will get it for us. Well, listen, please talk to the producers of your TV show.
All right, I'll talk to you at the end of the week then.
Okay, good.
All right. Love you guys.
We love you.
Okay, baby.
Goodbye, Leah. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. She's a big TV star. Mm-hmm. She's so fun to talk to. I'd love talking to her.
Yeah, I know.
I really do.
I know.
I mean, I hope everybody's enjoying it, too.
I don't know. I think it might just be a guilty pleasure of you and me.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. But it's just so much fun. You know, and today she wasn't as, you know, high-strung as she is sometimes, but that's when it's very entertaining when she gets going. You know, I even tried to get it going on her mom, and it really didn't seem to work. But it still was just a pleasure to talk to her.
It was good when she said GDMF-er.
Absolutely.
She said that with a lot of spirit.
She did indeed.
We'll play that on our next Vegas show. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I just wanted to thank you guys.
For what?
I wanted to thank you. I heard a conversation you guys had about a month or two ago with a doctor about that love that's in that other area.
What are you talking about? Butt love?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought I'd been through quite a bit, you know, most of my life.
Get to the point, please.
Six times since then.
I don't think we've ever advocated having anal sex on this show, have we? I mean, I don't advocate it.
The doctor did.
What did the doctor was talking about? Oh, don't you remember that kooky doctor who said that having anal sex was good for you?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And it's been the most incredible experience I have ever had.
Now, are you the recipient or are you the donor?
Oh. The donor.
Speaking of, boy, this has got me in the mood. I might have something for you.
Hey, very good. It's been a long time.
Yeah. But
hold on. Quiet.
Oh my God! We might need a replay. Maybe it's the new microphones too.
That was a good one.
Oh my goodness!
That's the first fart of the brand new studio.
How you doing back there, Rob?
Hey, it's great to be here today.
That fart was sponsored by the best cigar site on the planet, egars.com.
That was fantastic.
Can we hear that again?
Can we get an instant replay on that one?
Rewind that for me?
Absolutely terrific.
Very melodic.
All right, goodbye.
Oh, thank you, Don.
Whatever,
oh,
goodbye. I just want to hear my fart again.
That was kind of like a tour of the swamp.
Tape number two?
Tape two.
Here we go. Brett.
Quiet.
Oh, my.
Rewind it again.
That was the birth of the swamp.
Hear this again.
Birth of
Jesus,
the swamp.
What a fart that was.
Brett. Quiet.
Oh, my God.
We
might need a... It's just quality sound.
Pretty good one. Thank you, everybody.
Fantastic. You know... That you had in New York that one day, nothing as good as that.
Thank you.
You're still giving.
Sammy Soso farting. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
This is Barbara from Winchester, Virginia.
Yes. Hello, Barbara.
Hey. I just wanted to call and say I love when you guys talk to Leah because she seems like a real person. And
she is, Barbara.
Cool.
She is, Barbara. She really is.
Are you thinking the same thing like me with Barbara?
Yeah, Barbara.
Barbara Goodman.
That's good. Barbara.
You know, Mike and I are having another one of our private moments. Another moment that can only be enjoyed by Mike and me.
Ex-wife of an old...
Hey, that's cool.
Ex-wife of an old general manager that we had, Barbara.
Barbara?
Barbara.
Barbara? Well, Barbara, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Barbara.
Bye.
Always nice to speak with Barbara.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Oops, what am I doing? Hello, what did I do? Hello?
Oh, I just effed that up.
Mm. I'm not having a good day with the studio today.
Hello. Hey, the board is not your friend today.
Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don. That was the funniest fart I've heard in my life. Keep playing it over and over.
I'm with
a
him.
For my
I'm
fart?
With him. It's just there's something about it.
Rewind it, Robbie.
Yeah, rewind it, please.
You really had the microphone turned up when you did it, too, which made it.
All right, let's hear it again. You know me. I love putting on a good show.
You're an entertainer.
You got it, Robbie? He's keying it up right now. Here we go. One more time, everybody.
Rick, it's been a long time.
But do you
hold on. Quiet.
Quiet.
Oh, my God.
That is a good one.
It's just quality.
I say so myself. That is a good one.
Very unique.
A very nice fart.
Mm-hmm.
One more call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to know about that constipation medicine stuff you guys were taking.
Are you talking about a long time ago?
Yeah.
You mean the guy that gave me this stuff?
Exactly.
I don't remember. I put it on the shelf. My doctor told me not to take any of it because it's all natural, but it's still a laxative thing. And if you take too much of it, you become dependent on it. That was his warning, and I'm just passing along to you what my doctor said to me.
I appreciate it because I've been waiting to hear the outcome because my wife suffers from all these.
Well, no, he said to me that the it's funny, we seem to be on a theme now, don't we? He said that if you use it too much, then you have to use it to be able to function, and that's,
she's already been through. You know, she tried something that works, and then you're right, it stops working. And then
I recommend anal sex.
All righty.
Absolutely.
I'll go with
it. And I'm losing your right.
Absolutely. Good luck. tell your wife good luck. And if it's, you know, if it's your wife, not you, then I really recommend anal sex.
Goodbye. Goodbye. When we come back, I think we have a nipple and anus bit.
Fantastic.
Standing by. It's been a long time since we've been Al Nipple and Victor Anus.
Well, that's right. Looking forward to it.
We'll do that when we come. I don't know if I got another one in me or not.
Oh, boy, after that last one, I just want to give you a warning.
Careful. Mm. No, it's not there.
Okay.
It's not there.
Tease.
If I push too hard,
I know.
Something bad will happen in my pants. We will be back with the nipple and anus in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Paul?
Tracy
says he's never been fishing before. So can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles, and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. One of you come in my room.
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Trey gonna sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep. Come on.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
Hi-Paul.
This is the story of two of God's little brown gems, Don and Mike.
All right, now listen, on tomorrow's show, we'll be in New York tomorrow at NEW.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we'll have Dirk, who's already been kicked.
kicked off the Survivor Island, here's the way you'll know who Dirk is.
Okay.
He's a Jesus freak.
Ah.
The guy with the Bible.
I remember Dirk.
Yep. Right. Yep. He'll be on the show tomorrow. Plus tomorrow, Pete Johnson, Peter the pornographic Johnson. Engineer. He'll be playing Match Game 2000.
Yay. Fantastic.
That is on tomorrow's episode. Okay, here is the nipple and anus story that we have.
Wonderful.
Survivor, the TV show, is inspiring muskrat love with diners throughout Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that sales of Michigan muskrat meat have soared since the TV show we were just talking about. We talk about Everyday Survivor went on the air and people started eating rats.
That's a rodent.
The owner of one restaurant serving cooked muskrat says he was lucky if he sold 12 muskrats a month before Survivor. But now he sells 12 a week.
Incredible.
So let's call him right now.
Let's go for it, Al.
All right, Vic. Let me dial the number up right now.
Right now.
I'm Al Dipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
Good afternoon. It's the Two for the Road show. Bing bong. 17, all coming up on 18 past the big hour. Al Dipple, Victor Anus.
So get together for a Wednesday.
Collins Food Factory.
Yes, hi. This is Al Dipple, Victor Anus, recalling from the Westwood One Radio Network. Would you mind going on the air with us for a moment on our Two for the One show? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, I'm Al Dipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. We're wondering if you'd like to go on the radio with us.
Good afternoon. We're doing a live, adult-oriented afternoon drive radio show for the whole family called Two for the Road.
Our listeners are fascinated about muskrats, and we'd love to chat with you on the radio right now.
Okay, just a minute, please.
That would be great. Don't forget, Joe Ardinger comes tonight at 7.
He is a kookula. Joe will be spitting all his favorite Grateful Dead tunes.
The Grateful Dead Hour.
The Grateful Dead Hour every night with Joe Ardinger. All your favorite dead hits.
And later tonight, the conservative point of view, join Hitler Youth Andy Rice. He'll be on the Andy Rice show right after the Joe Ardinger show, which is right after our show. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. That's right, Andy Rice, tonight at midnight with Guns and Morals.
Bing bong! 19 minutes past the hour right now. You've got to be somewhere by 30 past. You've got 11 minutes to get there on time.
I tell you, I'm going a little crazy here waiting for our muskrat friend because I want to ask him to put muskrat meat into, my anus's chili.
Traffic and weather together. Coming up right here on the Al Dipple Victor Anus show. My nipple was trying to get me to eat some rodent the other night, and I said, listen, man nipple.
Hello?
No on that. Yes, hello?
Yes, there's nobody available here to do that right now.
Could we speak to you, ma'am?
Just for a brief period of time so we could ask all about eating muskrat on the nipple and anus.
Right now we're kind of busy.
Well, do you just have a moment, ma'am? We're on national radio. Are you familiar with...
We don't have a moment right now.
Are you familiar with the CBS radio network?
We are very busy. I am very sad.
Is there a customer we could speak with, maybe?
They're all eating right now.
Are they eating the muskrats?
Some are, yeah.
Really? Bing bong, it's 20...
Okay, I gotta go.
20 past the hour, traffic and weather together coming right up. I'm Al Nipple.
I'm Victor Anus. We're talking with a lovely lady about... Hello?
She just hung up.
Oh.
God damn it!
Ooh, I'm really... Hey, Al, I am so sorry for saying that.
What an effing bitch.
I'll tell you right now, a little of the real Victor Anus spill over onto the radio.
All right, we got a follow-up story.
Very good.
You've heard of Hands Across America. Now there's Butts Across America.
Butts Across America. Oh, are you sure that's not too blue?
A married couple in L.A. is organizing a coast-to-coast stunt that asks participants to flash their fannies in front of American landmarks.
Hey, that's fantastic. Sort of a moon patrol. I'd say, I don't know, though. I really don't think this is our cup of tea. You know, I don't think bearing someone's fanny...
Nor do I.
...is funny at all. I think it might be time for Al Nipple and Victor Anus to do a little lecturing on the Nipple and Anus show.
Good afternoon. It's now 21 past the hour. Traffic and weather together coming up on the nines. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
Don't forget to say bye for Joe Ardinger, followed by Andy Rice.
Reach Jenny and Mike and their dog Shamu and Toast. I'm now going to pretend I'm conducting a test of the emergency broadcast.
The hell is this?
For the next 5 seconds.
Honestly, I think this guy's a nut.
the F is this?
Okay. All right. I'm done with that. That was fun. I enjoyed myself.
What the F is your problem, buddy?
Hey, I don't like this idea about butts across America.
Nor do I. Hi, my name is Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
Good afternoon. We're calling you from Westwood One's 2 for the Road afternoon show, where it's now 22 past the hour. Traffic and weather together. Bing Bong coming right up. I want to tell you something. I know that you agree with me, Vic.
I sure do, Al.
The butt is something that should be covered. All of us nipples.
Yep.
We cover our butts all the time. What about the anuses?
Let me tell you something. You'd never see exposed buttocks in the anus house. We don't believe in it. And I think if you're planning on defacing national monuments across the country by showing your buttocks, that is not an American thing to do.
Well, the people on this telephone who we're leaving a message for right now, in Big Bog, it's coming up on 23 past the hour. Don't forget Joe Arger and the Grateful Dead Hour coming up right after the Two for the Road show.
Followed by Andy Rice and Guns and Morals.
These people, Mike and Joey, they got the idea for their candid view of America during a recent cross-country trip in which they took 42 pictures of themselves mooning the camera in front of everything from the Golden Gate Bridge to Washington Monument.
Let me tell you something, Al Nipple. I wonder what the world's coming to when you hear about stuff like this. This is just somebody who needs to really relax a little bit.
I know this is bad news in the Nipple home and also in Casa de Anus.
I'll tell you right now, the anuses are not happy about this because we feel that the butt should be kept indoors in the anus house.
And listen, I want to say something right now. At Bing Bong, it's 23 minutes past the hour.
Mm-hmm.
We have traffic and weather together coming right up. Another great chat with Harry Brown from the Libertarian Party coming up as he gets his candidacy for presidency ready. I'm going to tell you something.
All the anuses are voting for him.
Nipples are on his side also.
Attaboy.
When the subject of butt comes up in the Nipple house.
Yes, tell me.
There's only one thing that the bottom's good for.
Absolutely.
And that is number two.
Number two, that's right. And we say that and use the number, okay? There's no need to use any of those naughty words for it.
No.
And we feel the same way in the anus castle. We do indeed.
So listen, we're sorry that you're not there, that you couldn't have taken the time to spend some time with us. Our time is 24 minutes past the hour. Until next time, hoping that all the time you spend together will be good times. I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus. It's been a pleasure talking with you. And I sure hope you got our message there, troublemaker.
Right.
Right on.
Bye.
Right on. There, you got a just got a little nipple and anus lecture. He'll mind his P's and Q's.
All right, let me see if I can find one more.
All righty, standing by over here.
Man in Portland invents dungeon in a box.
Hey, how about that?
Bondage buffs are beating a path to Portland, Oregon, where a man has invented the first world's first portable dungeon.
You're working blue today, Al Nipple.
Is this sadomasochism? S&M.
Hey, not for that either. If you want to have, you know, sexual intercourse, and pardon me, was invented for one reason, to have babies.
To make babies.
Making babies. You know, not for pleasure. Come on.
Let's call him right now in Portland. Hello?
Message PT52. Welcome to Voice Dream. The customer you
have sounds like us.
Or has traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
That is a cell phone. I mean, that is a cell phone.
Well, I don't like that S&M. I think it's made for making babies. And, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, I really don't even enjoy it all that much.
All right, I'll try one more.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jim Henson may be dead, but he's still pulling strings for a Beverly Hills puppeteer who claims that Jim Henson's spirit takes over his body.
Fantastic. I love puppeteers.
Let's call right now.
Right now.
This will be the last chance for Nipple and Anus.
Oh.
I'm Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Anus.
Good afternoon. It's now 25 and a half past the hour of Bing Bong. Traffic, weather together, getting up on the nine.
Hope you're coming out this Saturday to Miss Bobby's Chili Cook-Off. Should be big fun for the whole family. I'll tell you right now.
Tradio with Chuck Broyhill coming up right after Joe Hertinger to be followed by Andrew Rice.
Big fun with Tradio.
David Hart at 213-386.
No, come on now.
Come on now.
Stop it right now.
Stories. I'm a church musician, artist, and actor.
If there's anything I can do to help you, please leave your return phone number and the best time I can call you back, and have a nice day.
Hmm. Nobody's there.
Nope.
Nobody's there. Hi, my name is Al Nipple.
And I'm Victor Amos.
Good afternoon. We're calling from the Westwoodwood Radio Network and the Two for the Road show. You know, we've tried to call four different people in a row. We've tried to call a lady who is selling muskrat meat in Michigan.
I told you, when they invented those answering machines, it was trouble.
We've tried to call a troublesome couple from California who wanted to expose their buttocks across America.
Absolutely disgusting. We told them what for.
We tried to call a man in Portland who has invented dungeon in a box.
The anuses don't want to go anywhere near that.
Now we're trying to call you, the man who says that he's being controlled by the spirit of Jim Henson, but none of you are there. I'm Al Nipple.
I'm Victor Atis. Blow up those crazy machines with voices on them.
Good afternoon. It's 27 minutes past the hour, and I was wrong. Traffic's not coming up on the nines. Traffic and weather together on the freeze.
Oh, yeah. I love it when you say that, Al Nipple.
Traffic and weather together on the freeze. Stand by now for the two words you get together to be followed by Andy Rice, then Tradio with Charlie Broyhill.
Gonna be lots of fun. I sure wish that we had the time to talk to this guy, Al Nipple.
And don't forget, Victor Anus, tomorrow morning you wake up with Ben Ruby in the morning. Sam Ben Ruby and his crazy crew of characters tomorrow morning, early morning.
And just remember, like Sam Ben Ruby always says, he likes his eggs over easy.
I'm Al Nipple.
I'm Victor Anus.
Until next time, I'm so glad that we've had this time together. Our current time is 28 minutes past the hour. Our time's always your time, and it's nice to spend time with people as time goes by.
As we always like to say, be happy, make somebody else.
Bye-bye. Christ, we've never had a dry well like that.
Wow. It didn't matter.
Four in a row.
It did not matter.
No, I mean, four in a row, we didn't get to talk to anybody.
Yeah, Victor and Al really do best when they're talking to human beings, but I'll tell you, we have the time and you have the time. That's my new favorite.
Yeah.
That's my new favorite right there.
It's time. Time now for news and comments with Buzz.
Yes, in a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz, me.
He made it up.
Buzz, what is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
Tonight, has a prisoner found $1 million in a bag of candy.
Mm. Oh, you have more information about this story?
I do indeed.
Beautiful. Everybody, stay tuned, please.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
For news and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
super deluxe professional.
Remember their secret. F like a whore, but look like the girl next door. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's go to news now with Guy J. Birdley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. The sheriff in St. George, Utah says there's no question in his mind that one of his prisoners has just won $1 million.
Told you, I saw the prison guard on TV this morning.
Mm-hmm. I would say that he probably is entitled to it. Drug convict Brian McCluskey was given a bag of M&Ms for helping clean up around the jail. It was one of the bags that contained bizarre colors for a $1 million giveaway. The M&M Mars Company says it's distributed 1 million bags of oddly colored candy. And
now, when you say M&M Mars,
right?
Do you mean M&M, or do you mean I'm Slim Shady? I'm Slim Shady.
No. Not that M&M.
Guys, yeah, they are. I'm the Mars Company.
He's in the news enough.
A bag of Marshall Mathers.
Now, the candy company says it's handed out 1 million of these bags and that only one of them is the $1 million bag. This afternoon, the company says Brian may or may not be the winner.
A question for the audience right now. Mm-hmm. Are we still on in Sacramento?
Ah, very good. Good question.
I was just wondering that. You know, it's coming up on that time when they normally will start to jip us out of our time in Sacramento.
Give us a ringy-dingy and let us know what's going on.
We'll find out. If nobody calls, we'll know that they've already pulled the plug.
Then we'll know.
You know, and for goodness sakes, they're still, even if you run the show on the normal schedule, they're still over 22 minutes left.
Very good.
But I don't see anybody calling.
Which means we're probably off the air. Maybe we were off the air like from the beginning today.
I don't know. Hold on. Remember, we do have a 10-second delay.
Right.
Hold on. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Yeah, you guys are on in Sacramento.
Ooh. You know what I'd like you to do?
Okay.
I normally would never tell anybody to do this.
Okay.
But turn your radio up.
Turn it up?
Because I want to hear.
Okay, hold on.
How they dump out of the show.
Mm-hmm.
When we're done.
Hold on. We're turning it up right now. Turn it up, too.
You think
turn it up.
You think they will in the next couple of minutes, probably?
Yeah, I think so, because we haven't even hit
stop set number three yet for 5 o'clock.
Can you hear it? Hold on.
This is about the normal schedule that we're on every day.
How they jump out of the show.
Beautiful.
Hold on. I'm turning it up right now. Turn it up. Can you hear it?
Yeah, we can hear it. Great. What we're going to do is just continue to talk.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to let Buzz continue to bring us his news, and we'll continue to comment.
All right.
And then you break in as soon as they stop the show, because I want to hear firsthand, before I take this argument to a new level tomorrow,
right.
I want to hear firsthand how they're breaking into the show. And you know, there was one other radio thing that I was all worked up about today that I wanted to mention. Did you see the New York Post today?
Yes, I did.
Yes. You know,
G-Man showed me the New York Post.
Look, Opie and Anthony get their pictures in there, and Radio Chick gets their picture in, and Ron and Fez get quoted in this article about Howard Stern.
Right.
None of those people are allowed to talk about Howard Stern on their show on WNEW because of politics in the company.
Mm-hmm.
We've never been told we can't talk about anybody.
I don't know. That's good.
And I know we've mentioned his name before. Now, you know, again, I'm going to ask the people of New York tomorrow when we go up there, are they editing our comments out if we mention the name Howard Stern on this show?
I'd love to know if that's true.
To read the New York Post, there's been an edict that Stern is pissed. And he threatened to quit unless people on WNEW stopped mentioning his name.
Pretty fascinating stuff. And a whole page of the New York Post today devoted to this.
And all I know is that, you know, everybody on the goddamn station except us got their names mentioned. Well, we're the guys who, as far as I know...
Right.
You know, nobody's told us not to say the name Howard Stern on our radio show.
Maybe that's why we weren't included in the article.
Maybe.
It's probably the reason.
I don't know. Are we still on there in Sacramento?
Yeah, you guys are still on.
Leave the radio turned up.
Okay, you want me to turn it up?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me switch on so I can move closer to the phone, to the radio.
Good.
Good listener. Helping us out in Sacramento.
Very helpful. See, today will be a real telling situation. Maybe today's the day they're going to decide to go all the way with the show.
Leave the radio turned up. Okay, you want me to turn it up? Yeah.
Put the phone right next to the speaker.
Right next to the speaker?
Right.
All right.
Good listener. Helping us out in Sacramento.
That's great. Thank you. This will be a little annoying for people who are listening right now, but
you're hearing the delay is what you're hearing.
But it's a good way for us to monitor exactly how they handle the situation in Sacramento.
And exactly when.
Right.
Right.
Okay, Buzz, what's your next story?
Well, we were talking about winners who may be a loser. Some winners are losers. A janitor in New Mexico who found a $19,000 diamond was talking about all the things he'd do with that money. But state officials there say the janitor owes child support to 4 different children from 2 previous marriages. In fact, he owes more child support than the diamond is worth, $1,000 more. In Indianapolis, lottery player Stephen Biggers won a Harley Davidson motorcycle in a recent scratch-off game. He won't be collecting either. He's also a deadbeat dad. The state will sell the motorcycle and turn the $23,000 over to the kids.
Be careful what you win.
Money cannot buy happiness.
Hold on. Let me hear this again.
Motorcycle in a recent scratch-off.
God, I wish this guy would just put the phone right next to the radio like he had it.
All right.
The state will sell the motorcycle.
Thank you.
$23,000 over to the kids. Be careful what you win. Money cannot buy happiness. Hold on.
You know, if nothing else, we're at least making sure that the people of Sacramento hear more of the show today than they normally hear.
Absolutely.
I think by now they're normally toast.
We'll sell the motorcycle. Thank you. $23,000 over to the kids.
All right, Buzz, what's next?
Money can't buy happiness. It can't even buy peace and quiet for Patrick Kennedy. The airport security guard who says Pat shoved her in a dispute over the size of his carry-on bag is now refusing to accept the $25,000 settlement offer from Kennedy.
God,
you can't do that. Kennedy denies hurting the woman. A spokesman says Kennedy only made the settlement offer to end the dispute once and for all. Officials decided not to pursue criminal charges against Kennedy, even though the woman filed a battery complaint.
Hurrah! Ara.
I saw that videotape. It didn't look like that big a deal.
No.
It really didn't look that big a deal.
A minor shove.
Not worth $25,000, that's for sure.
See if we're still on.
Officials decided not to pursue criminal charges against Kennedy, even though the woman filed a battery complaint.
Yeah, okay, we're still on. What's next, Buzz?
They can't solve capital crimes in Boulder, Colorado, but they're good to their animals. The city council passed an ordinance last night that turns pet owners into pet guardians.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
They did it. They went and did it.
You know, and God damn it, you're absolutely right. They can't figure out that you know, the Ramses killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know who. I'm not going to say it so you don't have to hear the song.
Sure.
But, you know, and that's obvious. Mm-hmm. Yet they're going to let people, listen, for the last time, for the love of God, dogs, God love them, they see in black and white, they eat cat poop.
Always wondered how they could prove that, the dogs see in black and white.
They smell each other's butts constantly. Mm-hmm. Their brains are the size of peas. They are pets.
Right, and we own them.
We are the owners.
Owners!
They do not have rights.
Guardians. The change really has no legal effect. Supporters say it could change the way animals are treated in the future. Critics say it is a meaningless exercise in semantics.
I could not agree more.
Amen. One councilman says it'll just give people another reason to roll their eyes at the liberal college town. Mulder's the first city to pass such an ordinance. A similar proposal was defeated in San Francisco.
Hold on, Buzz.
Critics say it is a meaningless exercise in semantics.
All right, now pick up the phone. Are you there? Can you pick up? I have a question for the guy in Sacramento.
I'm right here.
Roll their eyes.
Okay.
Liberal college town.
Are we normally turned off by this time?
Oh, my God. Like, we get 20 minutes of straight commercials. It's horrible.
See, because, Robbie, we're right where we normally are with spots, right? We're not running ahead of time today on spots, are we?
I was doing the math. They should have gotten away from us at about 34 if they wanted to get the full complement in. So they're sticking by, but I bet when you finally do break, they're not coming back.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes too.
We should do a break sometime soon.
Yeah, Survivor's on tonight.
But it might be fun just to F with them to go longer. Hi, Charlie.
Pressure.
Hi.
Hi.
We've taken a number of calls where they are stating that the show usually lasts until 5 of.
Oh.
Is that true, sir?
No, that's a total lie.
Well, I mean, but does the show occasionally...
No lie, get 20 minutes of straight commercial.
Sometimes, but not all the time, right?
So you mean if we break right now...
I'd say like 90% of the time.
If we break right now when we come back, what do you think, Charlie? The show would still be on?
I would think so.
All right, do we want to take
a
bet?
Yeah, we'll find out because we've got a guy here with a radio in Sacramento.
All right, who wants to bet? Who wants to bet that we'll still be on when we take a break?
I don't want to bet we'll still be on.
I'll bet we'll still be on.
I'll bet we won't be on. And I just want to say goodnight, Sacramento.
Yeah. All right, Charlie, you're alone on the island on
That's
this.
That's fine.
All right, now, then you on the phone, you stay on hold, okay?
I'm here.
Because when we come back...
We'll find out.
We'll hear what KHGK does after we come back from commercials.
A little suspense for people. Don't turn my microphone off. A little suspense for people.
That was Broyhill who did that, not me.
Son of a bitch.
We will be right back, everybody.
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
If it helps, cover their faces with your thumb while you listen. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz, hold on, please.
Yes.
Let's go back to the guy in SAC. See if they've come back with the show. Hello?
Hey.
Turn the radio back on.
They never do this.
Help. Cover their faces with his thumb while you listen. The Don and Mike.
All right, now it will be very important to hear as we get close to the 4 o'clock hour in Sacramento.
Absolutely.
When they're going to dump us.
Hey. Turn the radio back.
You know, we've had some people call. Broyhill's right. During the break, we've had some people call and say, hey, this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We've had other people call and say, this is unprecedented that they never run this much of the show. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, what did I win?
Ah, that's right. You're the big winner.
You're the winner.
Congratulations.
You win a free dinner tomorrow night.
All right. Usual place?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going back there tomorrow.
Okay, absolutely.
Good. Give him a call. We're there.
Call it and set it up.
We are there.
Set it up. Get yourself one of those fruity iced teas you like.
There you go.
Now, okay, let's go back to news as we monitor what's happening on our Sacramento station.
Excellent. Very good.
And you know what? Maybe we just keep this guy with the phone on. And we'll finally be able to hear the douchebag that comes on after us.
Absolutely.
To hear what the hell his show's all about.
Sure. Not to invite too much conspiracy theory, but maybe we should ask for another call or two from Sacramento, because we have no proof this guy is calling from Sacramento. What if he's just calling from Baltimore and screwing with us?
Wouldn't that be horrible? Wouldn't that be an incredible conspiracy? But I think he's legit.
Where do you live in Sacramento?
I live right in the middle of Sacramento.
Of course you do.
I'm actually at work right now.
Tell us about Sacramento. What are some of the big highways going in and around the city?
Highway 50, Highway 80, Highway 99.
What's the name of the auditorium down there?
The Memorial Auditorium.
Where do the Kings play?
Arco Arena.
Okay.
We just got a AAA baseball club, the Riverstat.
All right,
that's right. Yeah,
he's legit. Because I wanted to make sure we didn't end up with egg on our
face. No. I'm from Sacramento.
All right.
Very good.
Right. Okay.
That's Rob. It's not like he's trying to win Secret Sound or
anything. All right, Buzzy, what the heck?
Oregon may be the first state to ban schools from talking about gays in the classroom. Those against gay rights have been collecting signatures. Apparently, they have more than they need. Get this on the November ballot. Now, if the proposal passes, it would prohibit schools from encouraging, promoting, or sanctioning homosexuality. Educators say they don't promote any kind of sexuality, straight or gay.
None of that at the Spiewak Academy for Young Boys.
Absolutely. It's straight, straight, straight. They say they don't even understand how this thought got started. Oregon Christian Coalition says those educators are naive. He says homosexuality is discussed in Oregon classrooms.
And when Rob gives the indoctrination, it's really scared straight.
Well, they tried. But a judge in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, has thrown out the local ordinance that bans the use of handheld cell phones in cars. The law went on the books a year ago when a driver ran a stop sign and killed a kid. 3 years ago, a medical study found that talking on a phone while driving is nearly as dangerous as being drunk behind the wheel. The Pennsylvania law didn't apply to hands-free phones, or didn't apply to drivers who aren't moving, and didn't apply to people calling 911, of course. But a judge has thrown out the law nevertheless. He says the state already has a law against careless driving.
You know, I saw something on the news over vacation that disturbed me, where they had... Are we still on there? Listen, just put the phone right by the radio.
But a judge has thrown out the law, nevertheless.
Okay, good.
Already has a law against
I guess it would be really bad if you were drinking and talking on the phone at the same time.
Yes.
Then you have, like, no chance of survival.
And it'd be even worse if you were drinking, talking on the phone, and listening to the station that you're on.
Right.
Then you would really hit a tree.
So, they were showing up, I guess it was on the night of the 4th of July.
Right.
Where they said that they had a special phone number, like #77 on the news.
Right.
Where people, just regular people, could report people that they thought were driving suspiciously.
Right.
And the next day they said the Maryland State Police had like 5,000 calls.
I love it.
Because everybody on the road was calling up saying, I think the guy in front of me is drunk.
I just want to say, this guy in front of me is weaving all over. Meanwhile, the guy in front of him is going, there's a guy in back of me that is really drunk.
Right. Yeah, right. I mean, that's exactly the point. And they got on the news and they said, listen, we got too many calls.
Right.
And then they started giving out parameters.
Right.
Only call if you see the car weaving from lane to lane.
Yeah, and it's sometimes it's real subtle, too, you know? Like a guy going 30 miles an hour in a 65 zone.
And then they...
Don't make them pimp smack you. John and Mike.
Hold on, Buzz.
Yeah, I saw
the look. We just got to make a quick phone call out to Sacramento.
Absolutely.
Real quick phone call.
Saw you guys listening with great interest on the telephone.
Oh, yeah, very much so. We never really knew what was going on out there.
Giving each other the raised eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
Right. That's exactly what the guy said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll wait and talk to the program director.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way they're playing. That's fine.
You know, the guy who we've never heard before in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Heard him tonight. Hello, this is Don and Mike. We're on the air. May we please speak to Mike Ramey?
Hold on 1 second. I do not believe he's here. Hold on.
Oh, interesting. So the inmate's probably taking over right now.
Well, today, I promise you this, that it'll be my goal tomorrow to have our show taken off this station by tomorrow.
Right.
You could have heard this douchebag come on at 4 o'clock.
Absolutely. We heard all the stuff.
Thank God I'm here. Hey, Don, you big fat pig, why don't you talk again about when you've been pulled over for having an illegal substance?
Mm.
I mean, it's no secret.
Right.
It was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But is that what the guy's still harping on?
Yep.
Then he goes through the whole thing, then we're fat.
Right.
And then he calls us...
All right, here comes Ramey.
The Mike and Don Show.
That's the old thing. It's like all the hot buttons.
Mm-hmm. You know, we just don't need that crap.
Right.
On our radio station. We don't need it. So we're just going to quit.
Yeah, enough. KHDK, done.
That's it.
Done deal. I mean, you know, if that's the way they want to play it, that's fine. All right, well, and they obviously have their S together when it's 15 rings before the guy picks it
hold
up.
Hold on, I've got him on 444.
Hi, this is Mike Ramey.
Hold on a second.
Hey, Mike.
Don?
Hello, Mike Ramey?
Yes.
We quit.
We're done.
We quit.
God.
We've never heard that. No, that's it. We're over. And we'll do everything in our power to get off. You put this show on tomorrow, you're going to have a real treat.
We quit. I quit.
Don't do that.
I quit. Listen to me, you son of a bitch. It is no secret that I got busted for pot a couple of years ago. It is no secret. I have done everything that has been required of me. I don't need to have my name trashed and that brought up again at 4 o'clock in Sacramento by Grant Napier. Forget it. You know what? You know what?
We're done.
You know what? We
bring that up.
We quit.
We're done. And if you put this show on your radio station tomorrow, you'll find out what we can do for your radio station in 4 hours.
You're done with us. We quit.
Well,
we quit. You know what? With all the stuff we've said, we never once said anything personal about Grant Napier. I don't know the guy from a friggin' hole in the wall. I listened to 5 minutes of personal attacks. I'm not going to take that from a guy on my radio station, from a guy who doesn't have ratings as good as we do. So, Mike, we officially quit.
You guys don't do that.
No, listen to me.
Too big in
listen.
You have made radio station what it is.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
We'll take care of it tomorrow, too. We'll make sure.
We quit.
Can I have Grant?
You got
you. You go on the air with Grant?
No way.
No, I'm not going on the air with him. Please.
F him. Absolutely F him. That's you forget about that crap.
No, you know, the guy does low blow crap with me. I expect that from my competitors. I don't expect that from people on my radio station, especially from people who don't have the ratings that we have.
If we'd known that that was his content, we would have been gone a long time ago. You made your decision. You made your choice. Run your goddamn radio station.
We quit.
Make a fist.
We quit. We quit. We quit.
You blew this one. So your number one midday show, you blew it.
We quit.
Remember that.
That's it. We're done.
Don't do that.
You know, one of the things he said, you know, one of the things that I remember the guy, that we need KHTK a lot more than KHTK needs us.
Well,
you know, fine. Absolutely. Hey,
you know what my opinion
is? Not the radio.
Opinion is I quit. I quit KHTK. If you put this show on your air tomorrow, I will lose your license. I will talk about you. I will slander you. I will slander the management. Do not put the show on tomorrow. We're done with you. We're done.
Guys, let me apologize.
We are calling. We are calling now the attorneys at Westwood One. We cancel the contract.
We're done.
I don't care if we don't get picked up in Sacramento again. You've got your guy. You've got your guy.
That was a remark from Grant.
Right. That's the guy you got. And you got him forever. Enjoy yourself.
He's yours. We quit. I don't have to work for a bastard like you. I quit.
Bye.
Quit. This is not a joke. This is not a gag.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
Guys,
We've been doing it too long.
I'm going to fight to keep you. I don't know what to say.
No, you can't fight.
You know, what do you want to do?
You can't fight to keep you.
No.
There's nothing you can do. It's over now. And God, if we would have heard this a year ago, we would have had the same reaction.
Grant was obviously upset with some of the remarks that you made earlier in the day.
And you know what? Did we say anything personal about him? No, we don't even know him from a hole in the wall.
We were discussing the fact that the disc jockey that follows us, Grant Napier, it's an ego issue with him. That's what we believe in.
The first thing comes on and says, well, the fat guys are done. Hey, Don, when's the last time you were pulled over for an illegal substance? Well, the Mike and Don show.
Come on.
You know,
it's show business.
No, it's not show business.
You know,
you're wrong.
We've had these situations. We've been syndicated a long time. When we have these situations at a radio station, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
You know what? We quit. I don't want to work for you anymore, and I'm not going to. I'm not going to work for you anymore. I swear to God to you, we're canceling the contract.
Always been good to you. We love your show.
Oh, please.
Made this radio.
Screw you.
Please. You know what? You're a big man. You say that now that we're not on in Sacramento. Now that Sacramento can't hear us.
I was saying that earlier when we were on.
Then why don't you call
this radio station? Never mind.
You know what?
Can't afford to lose you.
You know what? We don't need KHTK.
We don't in any way, shape, or form. Absolutely not.
We don't need KHTK. We quit. That's it. We quit. I am not BSing you. I swear we quit. I don't have to be trashed like that. I don't.
So there's nothing I can do.
There's nothing you can do. You know what you can do? You can find yourself a new show for noon to four tomorrow. Because we quit. This is not a joke. This is not a stunt. The people from Sacramento cannot even hear us right now. We quit.
Guys,
we quit.
After the air, I don't want this to end.
No, we quit.
It happened, and it happened. So, you know, you made that call, and you made it. You know, and if this has been going on for a long time, the one thing that's wonderful about it doesn't have to go on another day. We don't need to work on a radio station with a guy that's trashing us at night. It doesn't work that way. We don't do that anymore. You see, it doesn't work that way.
You know,
not on the stations that we're on. Competition, let them say anything they want, but not the stations that we're on.
And the guy, the one thing we heard him say, aside from all the personal attacks, was, you know what? Those guys need KHTK more than KHTK needs them.
And you know, with all the personal attacks,
Napier talk.
That's fine. And with all the
controversial sports talk.
And you know something? Let me tell you right now. With all the personal attacks, that's the one thing he said that rings true. And we're going to prove it, and we will prove it, and we have proof.
You know what? He's a controversial sports talk host. We are controversial hosts. Try this for controversial. We quit.
Bingo.
I am calling Westwood One. Now, I am calling Ken Stevens now. I will be available at home tonight to take calls from whoever replaced Larry at Westwood One.
Mm-hmm.
We're done with you.
Right.
That's it. We're done with you.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry.
We're done.
See you later.
We're done. I'm sure that you'll still have to run the spots or something contractually. Or maybe Mike and I will have to eat that somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll eat it. Whatever.
Yeah, we're willing to do it. You're done with us. We quit.
I'm not accepting that resignation.
All right,
you know what? You're not even a player in this.
Right.
For goodness sakes. You're just some schmuck. But I'm telling you, you better call your boss now and tell him this is not a gag. We quit. We quit. And if you put this show on KHTK tomorrow, you know, we'll go ahead and do a regular show, but then you'll be hearing from our legal representatives. You can't make us work somewhere we don't want to work. And we don't want to work for you. And we don't want to work on your radio station. We quit. That's it.
Is it clear now? Do you understand it?
Guys, we'll try to work it out.
No. There is no working out. For the final time, we quit. And besides, take a look at your contract, man. I wipe my ass with contracts like that. You don't have a real contract. You have a contract with Westwood One, a contract that's broken by stations and broken by us all the time. You don't have a personal services contract with us. You have no outs. You have no ins. You've got a standard. You're an affiliate.
I still think we can work this out.
No, I don't
think so. You want Grant to go on the air and make an
appointment? No.
No, it's beyond that.
We quit. That's it. We quit. Congratulations. You got yourself a radio war. Now you got yourself a half-dick radio station. We'll be back in Sacramento, and we'll see you when we kick your ass. We quit. Do not air this show tomorrow. But then you won't be hearing it from me. You'll be hearing it from somebody in legal.
Bingo.
Don't air the show tomorrow. Show's our property. You're not getting it tomorrow.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry this happened today.
Me too.
I really am.
Yeah, we are too. We would have loved to stay on it, but that's it. I mean, there's absolutely no way. Absolutely no way. Because it became totally clear in the first 5 minutes of that show the kind of support we have, the real support we have at KHTK. It's not an issue of what this guy said. It's an issue of the support that we have there. The whole thing is indelibly clear to us right now.
You have a lot of support here.
No, we have no support.
Bull.
We have no support.
And we've done this. This happened before. This is not a unique situation. We just don't stay in situations like this. It does not benefit us in any way, shape, or form to stay in a situation like this when we have this relationship with the radio station, when we do not have 100% support. That's what we require from radio stations. We want 100% support. We don't have it here.
This is no different than if we were not doing a nationally syndicated show. If we were there in Sacramento, we'd walk out right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing. We're walking out. We quit. Don't air the show tomorrow. You'll hear from the Westwood One attorneys. You'll hear from Ken Stevens. You'll hear from Dan Mason. You'll hear from everybody at Westwood One. That's
all right,
it.
Guys. We'll try to work it out.
No! You're not. We quit. You better come up with something to fill your hole tomorrow from noon until 4. And congratulations, because Grant Napier will now be able to go on the air and say that he won the battle.
That's right, for now.
Good for you.
Let him go on and say that for now.
Let's try to work it out.
Yeah, right.
Impossible. There's nothing you can do or nothing you can say that would make this right. There's
all
nothing.
Right,
there's absolutely nothing.
I still think there's a way to do
all right.
It.
No, it's pointless. You could fire him, and we still wouldn't come back. So you tell me what it is. There's nothing. We're done with you.
Well, I wasn't expecting Grant to be,
Oh, come on. You know, you and listen, I don't need to be told. Listen, Grant's done crap like this.
I got eight lines right now with people from Sacramento willing to tell me that he does this all the time.
That's it's been going on too long. Well, we've been bringing you number one ratings. You got your fill of us. That's fine. And now we'll go somewhere else and do it. That's the best way to do it.
And, listen, it won't be the first time we've walked out of a successful situation. We may have to sit out 3 months. That's mm-hmm. okay. We've done that before.
Absolutely.
We've done it in bigger markets than Sacramento.
No, you guys are such a big part of this radio station.
No, we are nothing in KHTK now.
We were.
We're not a part of KHTK.
It was a great run. Hell of a run. Over now.
That's it.
It's the best way to handle it.
The next call you get will be from Ken Stevens, who will be telling you that you'll be getting some kind of legal paperwork that we're canceling you. And if you run the show tomorrow, it's going to be a four-hour fest about how bad KHTK sucks.
We'll find out the number one competition. We'll talk to them. We'll do it.
We'll go on the air with KFBK. We'll go on the air with K-Star. We'll go on the air with KSFM. Every other radio station in town will spend all day tomorrow simulcasting their shows on KHTK.
You got your guy. You had to make a decision. You made it.
That's it. We quit.
Very good.
Now, we'll get it done.
Right. You will get it done.
Right. You put it on tomorrow, and I promise you're going to be hearing every other station in town on your air. And I'm not talking about mentioning call letters. I'm talking about I'm going to simulcast. You don't think I know people in radio? You know how long I've been in radio? I've been in radio 25 years.
I just think that there's a way around this.
There's not a way around this.
No, consider us awakened. We are awakened to this. We're awakened to this, and this is terrific. This is great. When something like this happens, this benefits us. To sever this relationship.
Right, we're going
to
be out of a bad relationship.
And we'll move on to something else.
You don't have a bad relationship.
Yeah.
We have an awful relationship.
No, you don't.
We don't have any support there. Forget it. Goodbye. We quit. Take the call from Ken. I'm tired of dicking around with you. Goodbye.
Oh.
Air the show tomorrow. And I swear to God, the noon to 1 hour will be a total simulcast of KSFM. It will. The 2 to 3 hour will be a simulcast of KFBK. You don't think those stations don't want to be simulcast on KHTK?
Yeah, they're the competition. They want to screw with you.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Serious.
And really, with all the personal attacks we heard, Don and Mike need KHTK more than KHTK needs Don and Mike. No,
we don't.
You know, and we have heard the calls from Sacramento. It's a shame.
Yeah.
We got fans out there. We'll be back. We'll be back in Sacramento.
We'll find another station there.
Absolutely.
Christ. And it's more, I take the personal stuff from everybody. I take the personal
stuff. You take the personal stuff. The rule is you take the personal stuff from the competition. You know, the competition, somebody working at another radio station. We've been down this road before. Remember Miami. We've been down this road in Miami.
Right.
It's not productive. It's not. It's ridiculous. And we don't need it. And you don't stay on a radio station where they're doing this to you. You don't do that.
You know, they're feeding the fact that they have two of their disc jockeys infighting.
Right.
I'll go as far as saying, if we get crap from another nationally syndicated show, that's a different story, too.
That's a different story because they're not controlling the content. You know what I mean? That's a different show. But a guy that's working there at that radio station, no, it's a different. That's a situation that can be remedied.
And the guy who's the reason that the whole show is not being aired every day.
You got a guy that's coming on right after us that's the reason that our show is being cut short that has that kind of attitude about us. We don't need it. We don't need to be there.
Goodbye. Kiss my ass.
Absolutely.
We quit. Buzz?
Yeah.
Sorry, no more time for news.
I understand.
There are the touch tones. Let's clear the lines and get a caller number 100 Phone number 877-365-3636. Good luck, blah, blah, blah. We will be right back.
You come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry you had to hear that, everybody.
Hey, that's real. It's the real situation.
We might not be on tomorrow.
Yeah, we're testing the wind here.
Let you know more about that. But just in case we're not here tomorrow, it's because we work for pussies. If we're here tomorrow, we work for guys who back us.
Right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. You win sports here?
Yeah.
Okay, the Yankees today made a 6-player trade with Cincinnati. They hope will put them in the World Series. The Reds are sending starter Denny Nagel and a minor league outfielder to the Yankees. Andre Agassi will miss the upcoming Davis Cup semifinal. He was in a car wreck in Las Vegas that strained his back. Word is he has muscle spasms on his right side, can't raise his right arm above his shoulder. The car was rear-ended as he was on his way home from the airport upon returning from Wimbledon. And this is also a big blow to the U.S. tennis team, which plays Spain in less than 10 days from now. Pete Sampras is also out with a shin injury, so Captain John McEnroe will now play against Spain.
You know, just very briefly, let me just give everybody what's happened. That we, you know, our feelings are, aside from all the personal attacks, which, you know, it comes with the territory, we just don't need that crap.
We don't.
We don't need to be getting off the air every day in Sacramento and hearing the next show immediately come on and start trashing us and start making comments that are not true.
As we have said before, syndicated programming, if you have a syndicated show and some people are trashing us, that comes with the territory. That's the way it is. There's a rivalry there. But when we're looking to have a relationship with a radio station, we want 100% support from that radio station. And when somebody's on there saying, we need them more than they need us, you know, that's just...
So we quit. And what Charlie Broyhill said is that he mentioned to Ken that we want to quit. And Ken said, well, that's fine, but you might not be able to quit tomorrow. And then what happens tomorrow is that we end up sacrificing the show to trash KHTK.
Right.
You know, and we got 10 million other people listening around the country.
Right.
And if that's the case, you know, this is what I don't get. I know we've gotten out of deals with radio stations before.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly when stations want us gone, they just push a button and the show is gone forever.
Right. Exactly.
So unless they can work it out that we're off KHTK tomorrow, we're not coming to work tomorrow.
We want to make sure that we have support where we really need it. KHTK, on the large scheme of things, in our opinion, doesn't matter one lick. It really doesn't.
I mean, we can find another radio station in Sacramento, even if we have to do that sit-out thing like we did at Wavo.
Absolutely.
I mean, we can wait and find another radio station.
Absolutely.
So anyway, that's where it stands.
Mm-hmm.
And now, really, the ball's in Ken's hands.
Yeah.
Maybe that Ken handles this the right way and supports us, and calls KHTK and says, you know what? They're off your station. Don't run the show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, we're looking at a 4-day weekend. So, how you doing, everybody?
Yeah, heavy-duty stuff.
Right.
We don't want that. Innocently, we don't want that to happen.
No.
So we're going to do everything we can to make that work.
But that's the only bit of leverage that we have.
Right.
That's the only thing that we can say that will demonstrate to Ken and to Dan and to the other people how serious we are about this.
When we're on radio stations, it's our name, and we're getting trashed by the station that we're on, the station we're supposed to have a relationship with. We consider this kind of a test case for us, because this is the, you know, if the radio station, because it's larger and it's successful, can dictate, you know, 3,000 miles away what we're doing, that's just not going to work.
No. You know, then it's not worth it to be syndicated.
Right.
So anyway,
absolutely,
that's where we stand.
Right? Absolutely.
Okay, hi, Buzzy.
The New York Knicks are raising ticket prices again. The Knicks haven't been to the NBA Finals in a couple of years, but what's really angered the fans was the addition of a third exhibition game that season ticket holders have to pay for, even though the game's meaningless. Quoting a New York Post sports writer, why don't they try adding a championship game? The only ticket prices that aren't going up are the VIP seats on the first two rows of the Garden. Under orders from the league, the team still has $10 seats available in the rafters. And finally, Michael Joseph Murphy now faces 3 years in prison because Michael Joseph Murphy was angry. The 42-year-old Delta, Iowa man was having trouble with a sewer line, and he was not satisfied with the city's response to the problem. So he took his anger to the city council this week. That's not all he took. He took a bucket, a 5-gallon bucket containing human feces and urine.
Mm.
He plunked it onto the table where the council members were sitting. It splattered.
That's what I'd like to do to KHTK.
Splattered, splattered a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Splattered about five city officials. Sheriff recommends those officials get tested for hepatitis, quoting him. If I had a cut or something, I'd get checked out. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No! Yeah,
Buzz, sorry to put you through this personal turmoil.
Right. We're all in this together.
Nobody gets more upset by all of this stuff than poor, kindly old Buzz.
Kindly old Buzz doesn't like the conflict.
I get the shape.
Well, we'll let you know. Let you know what happens. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is Gloria. I was wondering if I could speak to Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Do I have them? It's hard to hear on the cell phone.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you were talking about how you would have to crash KHTK in the station.
Honey, we're just looking for a winner here, ma'am.
Oh, no.
Call tomorrow.
But I wanted to say might not be on tomorrow.
Yeah, we might not be on tomorrow.
Call tomorrow anyway.
We might not.
I just want to say we don't mind. Your listeners don't mind if you need to take a whole day to trash those people. You do what you got to do.
Thank you for your support.
No, thank you. No, I do appreciate that. Thank you. No. I think a lot of people would disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little old after a while. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. Yeah. Yes, you are. And really, to come in and do that tomorrow plays into the hand of KHTK.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It
really does.
The only bit of leverage we have to show Ken how serious we are is say, we'll be sick tomorrow
right.
if you don't handle the situation correctly.
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on too long.
I bet it's worked out by tomorrow.
Yeah, that sure do.
We'll be on tomorrow from NEW. Everything's fine.
Of course.
What is your name?
My name is Steve from Wallace, South Carolina.
Steve, you've won a 20-minute prepaid long-distance phone card from Sprint PCS. Go to www.sprintpcs.com for information on long-distance phone service. Thank you, my friend.
You're a good man.
Thank you for listening.
Uh-huh.
Well, we should be back tomorrow.
I think it'll, you know, one thing on the big issues, I hope they continue the pattern of supporting us on the really big stuff here. I hope that works out.
And if they don't, well, then you know why we're not here. That's it. Gotta go. See you tomorrow from NEW. I hope. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you, good night, Mike.
Thank you, good night, Don.
Robbie, please throw your beret, trusted friend, in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Maybe. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sunny day.